Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
As brutal as hockey is, figure skating is much more brutal. Barbaric, even. They make the woman finish skating after she's fallen. Lowest point in your life? Keep dancing, sweetie. They should race the Zamboni out there, scoop her up, and whisk her off into a private room where they give her a carton of Marlboros and a pillow to scream into. She's not gonna win. It's over. You never see a woman on the gold medal stand with slush running down her thigh. Let her start to regroup. Instead, they make her finish skating, give her scores. We know the scores. Then they interview her. I was just digging out from under an avalanche of broken dreams. Hi, Mom. Hi. Thanks for turning a carefree hobby into a joyless prison. I've never tasted a brownie. Christina, why do you think you fell? Maybe because it was so slippery? Yeah, it was like a sheet of ice out there. They ought to do something about that. Maybe throw down some rock salt. And what's next for you, Christina? What's next? I'm going to see if I can trade in this bronze medal for my childhood.
I'm engaged. Thank you. It's good. It's good. I'm 46. My fiance is 27. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, it's good. It works out now. It's not too creepy. But our first date, boy, if you roll back the clock 10 years, that's a creepy first date. Laura, come on in. I'm upstairs. Pour yourself a glass of lemonade. Oh, that's great. I'm Chris Hansen, and we're doing a special tonight on... No, I didn't know. Thank you. I did the math on my senior prom. It's even creepier. Here it goes. My senior prom. Hey, Carlos, Jesus. You gonna dance with us or what?
Jesus.
No, it's okay, guys. I'm gonna wait 2 years for my girlfriend to be born, so...
Jesus. Am I speaking Chinese?
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Beaver.
I love a good penis.
Is that Charlie?
No!
Damn it!
But my daughter is important!
Yeah!
Why did you bring that up?
Yeah, there's, it's, welcome to the Power Trip. There are a bevy of things that are distracting your boys already this morning. First of all, I shaved my face.
Yeah, you look like a little boy.
I know I do. Yeah.
Man.
So I don't know if you guys have similar issues. I've been told from other people that they don't know what I'm talking about. In fact, my dad thinks I'm crazy. But if my beard gets itchy. Does your beard ever get itchy?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm at the stage where the beard that I currently have was grown in over my paternity period for Mac.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those when you were pregnant.
Wow, you haven't shaved in that long.
So I have not been fully cleanly face shaven since, for 4.5 years. So like he doesn't know me. So I fear like, that moment for, I don't know why I would do it. Cause beards are in, they're trendy. You clean up and it's dressy, whatever.
Yeah.
But if, and when I do shave my face, my little boy's not going to know who I am.
I remember my dad doing that and how much it freaked me out when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My dad shaved his mustache once and Dov hid under the bed.
Isn't that weird? My dad had a goatee. So not full facial hair, your mustache and your dad. It makes them look so different when they shave it off.
I know, yeah. And I mean, look how different I look right now.
I know.
I know. I look weird.
You look like you are sitting there wearing that Kiss t-shirt in that Rise photo.
Naked!
Yeah. Honestly, that's what you look like. You look like that Chris right now.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And how old were you in that picture? 18?
20. I was 20. Yeah. Chris!
What's up, Chris?
Look at my boy over there.
What is up?
Look, Chris. Did you feed your kitty?
I did.
Yeah, boy.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying?
Well, that too. That's the best way to start a Friday. But
Kreese was going to Vegas today.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kreese, look over here.
Oh, my. You look like my ball sack. Just smooth, shaved. And
thank you.
Yeah. You have a smooth ball sack?
Thank you. Of course, he does.
I wouldn't say.
He's going to Vegas.
Yeah.
But it's always.
Well, with two dudes.
Yeah. Tim's going to be wearing that thing tonight.
And tomorrow night, we'll probably all sleep in the same bed.
For sure.
You don't want to wake up and find meat sauce flossing down there. Yeah.
No.
I can't get stuff between my teeth. You're good there.
He got a handicap room.
Yeah.
It's on his comp. The UFC tickets in the room.
Nice.
And they didn't have the two queen handicap accessible,
so
we're sharing a king bed.
That's my boy.
If it was in my name, I for sure would call the concierge ahead of time and have rose petals just to mess with Tim.
Because
he's going to be like a .4 when we get there.
That's how good of a guy you are. When I came with you and Todd, that's a poor choice of words. But you and Todd slept in the same bed so I could have my own bed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We snugs, too.
And Todd's greasy.
He's so greasy.
Todd can be greasy.
Oh, yeah. He's real
greasy. There's no doubt about it. Is Todd going, too?
No, he died.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I miss
just
him.
Tim and I tonight, and then Sauce in the morning. We're meeting his ass at Peppermill right away.
Oh, sons of bitches.
8 a.m.
God, you guys are going to be in 75-degree heat today.
I have, importantly.
Make
I
your
have.
Own weather, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. I have two Coors Lights in my fridge.
Oh.
That at 5 in the morning... When I wake David up on the couch to bring me to the airport, I'm going to go, psh.
Wait, Dob's
not
going
with?
No.
Here's what you do. You wake him up and you say, beast me.
Yeah, and he'll jump out of bed instantly.
Swafid, to the airport, stat.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to take me to the airport.
I can't believe he's not going with. I thought he would go with.
No.
Lucky because, he'd take all, Swafid, showing his shame.
Yeah.
Take all the emphasis off you guys.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah,
we would just funnel them.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Good point. I shaved my face. We were just talking about that. After a while, my face gets so itchy with the beard. And here's the weird thing in this, and maybe it's because I have weird skin. I always have, but I start itching my face.
Yep.
And I scratch my face because I itch it so much. So I have to get rid of it.
I get tired of it. You get that kind of dandruff, even though you get clean.
That's what I'm saying.
I use shampoo in my beard.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But also, what I've been using is the same stuff I use in my hair, which all five pieces of hair I have. But it's called tea tree.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's the stuff you can get at the salons and stuff. Yeah.
Right. And I put a little of that in my beard.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, you put it downstairs too?
Yeah, I have beard wash.
Yeah, beard wash?
Yeah.
You kind of shaved your beard, too.
Yeah, no, we did it together this week.
The mustache is too short or too long. It's bad. There's a lot of things I'm not good at.
You look like you sell cars.
That sucker could sell a car.
All right.
That's the worst documentary of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen Abducted in Plain Sight?
I'm halfway through it.
No.
Stop.
It's...
Stop.
No, he's got to see it.
No, stop.
You've got to see it.
Dude, stop.
It doesn't matter. He would he would never allow people to do to his kids what they allowed to happen to their daughter.
They're the dumbest parents on the planet.
Chris,
seriously.
They're just dumb.
How do you not just
You just can't shake believe it.
Just stupid.
As I told these guys yesterday, when I begged them all to, I begged everybody to watch two things: Documentary Now and Abducted in Plain Sight.
But none of us are working on that first one.
Nobody's ever done it. I don't know. Maybe it's the untrustworthy lack of beard. So in a quick synopsis, I was cussing so loud on the treadmill in my basement that when I came upstairs, my wife goes, "What the hell is wrong with you?" And I said, "Well, I just watched a documentary that you could never, please never watch. You'll never believe it." It's about a pedophile in the early 1970s.
70s, yeah.
And who gets focused on this one girl, and the amount of mistakes the parents make and the amount of times they choose their own well-being over their daughters make you sick to your stomach. And the reason I cuss so much is because every time it went as far as you thought it could go, it went farther and then farther and farther. And AJ is halfway through it. He thinks it can't get any worse. Yeah. It's going to get worse.
AJ,
have you gotten to the part where the FBI agent says they have to leave that family alone? Don't contact that guy.
No.
But they didn't
listen.
It takes so much faith and just in humanity to feel like they almost weren't trying to have this happen.
Dude, there's something that's going to happen pretty quickly from where you're at. Sure. You tell me where he's at. Where you're going to say, she did what?
Yeah.
You can't believe it.
But it's well done, right? So when they're saying it's an awful documentary, they don't mean like it's laughable.
I wouldn't say it's well done. It's just a good documentary.
It's a good documentary.
It's better than just good. But there's some 2020 like hokiness, like reenactment, dramatization.
I don't mind the hokiness. I don't mind the reenactments. I'll tell you why. Because they keep talking about how good looking the guy was, the devil. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The reenactor actor is a good looking guy. The real guy was a hideous...
He's goofy looking. Yeah.
But he was the devil. Chris, you can't believe the things he convinced people to do for him.
This will make me not want to have this child.
The dad.
Yeah.
No, but you're not an idiot.
No.
I mean, literally, no. Chris, there's a moment in this documentary where the dad could have easily suffered a minor embarrassment to stop some of this, and he doesn't.
Or the dad could have said...
Oh, every day of my life is a minor embarrassment.
Right, I'm fine
with that.
If you're talking about the moment, it should have been the end of the relationship, period.
Period.
Like, right. If you would... I'm a good friend of yours, and if you asked me that, Paul, I would never be able to look at you the same way.
That's why he and I are...
So, how many episodes, how long
per episode? It's a show. It's a movie.
I'm not 1.5 hours.
I would do it on my own.
Dude... you can't, and the scene, have you seen Firefest documentary?
Yeah.
Okay, you know.
The Netflix one, not Hulu.
You know the
Hulu one's
you gotta
real
do
good.
This,
is
you,
it? Oh, yeah.
You know that you got to do this for the water scene? I'm going to tell you, this scene tops that.
Yeah. That's going to be Tim tonight.
Yeah, right.
Wait till I do that.
You got to do this for the vodka.
Even though you can get free water.
This scene tops that for I can't believe what I just saw.
You got to be dry effing me.
I'm telling you the truth, dude. This scene tops it.
There are multiple moments in this documentary, and Hockey is 100% correct, where you go, what the F?
Who would do
where
that?
Where you go, I watched it yesterday.
So I can't watch it at the airport because they won't let me on the plane. Then I'll just cussing.
Yes, because of your reaction. It's only rated like TV-14.
Yeah, you're not
going to... There's no visual. It's just a lot of talking about some bad stuff.
I really want you to watch this
because
I want to talk to you
today.
About it, but... Well, and if you don't, I'll disagree a bit. I don't want you to watch it on the way to Vegas because this is not fun to watch.
There's parts of it where you realize like the mind of this guy and how far he goes to convince this woman.
This guy's the devil.
This girl that they need to be together. It's unbelievable. The effort he puts into this and they let it. They let it continue to happen, whatever that word is.
These are our educated,
it's awful.
Educated people.
This is a family of five.
Yeah.
This guy owns a business, and he's dumb enough to allow this to happen.
And again,
they should be in jail put down.
Oh, I know. I've seen so many.
Yeah.
I've
they
seen
shouldn't
so many,
be allowed to be parents.
I've seen so many people say, man, different day and age, 1970. I don't care what day.
I don't care
if this was ancient Greece.
No, the beginning of it, when they talk about the neighborhood is safe and you never had to lock your doors, that's the different day and age.
No
neighborhoods.
Yeah, right. But how about this, guys?
The stupidity along the way is...
How is the brother not in jail? How many times did he go like this? And this is...
Yeah,
there's there's a moment in the documentary where he says, where they basically go, I would assume the setup was better, where they basically say to the brother, they say, what's your brother into? And he goes, he loved his little girls. If I'm ever described like that, shoot me.
Yeah, right.
Right away.
If anyone ever describes me like that, shoot me.
Unbelievable.
He's like, yeah, you mean my brother? The pedophile? Like,
I know.
What?
What?
How was your brother
not
shot?
I know.
Shoot that
guy. So anyway, it's called Abducted in Plain Sight.
It's always at the top of my Netflix there, so I just haven't clicked on it.
It's trending right now.
Yeah.
Watch that, and then watch an episode of The Office.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
I think I might watch some Curb on the plane.
Curb is always a great
choice. Yeah, I'm on like season 5.
Oh, I don't know. This is the show I texted you about the other day. I don't think I can say it.
S-Creek?
Yeah, S-Creek.
Yeah.
S-C-H-I-T-T-S. Mm-hmm. Creek.
Have you watched much of it?
I'm almost through the first season. It's funny.
It's very funny, and it doesn't surprise you because it's the guy...
And there's 4 seasons of it already.
For sure. It's the SCTV guys. The guy who's the dad in American Pie.
Eugene Levy.
And
his son.
Kevin's mom.
Yeah.
And Kevin's mom. Exactly.
Is it similar to Trailer Park Boys?
Kenny is. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
That, I guess, is
brilliant. I don't know. What would you compare?
I would compare that? Imagine Ozark, if it was a comedy.
What's the one on HBO,
4 episodes into Ozark as well.
What's the
greasy?
Watch that.
I love it.
Bluth.
Arrested Development. There you go.
It feels like that to me.
That's a very good, only more comical.
Sure.
Yeah, only more of a, they're doing things for the joke.
Yes, sure.
It's worth watching.
Is it on Netflix?
There's 4 seasons of it, and it came out of nowhere.
It's called Poops Creek. Only it's S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Yeah, my folks love it because my dad's a huge Eugene Levy fan.
And he likes
it's funny.
Poops.
No, that's your dad.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey,
sorry.
Your dad could sell a car.
Hey,
he could sell a car.
That's so stupid.
What the hell?
I can't even tell you.
He hires him.
So in a quick synopsis, Sauce and I have both shaved our beards and we look weird.
And we're shot out of a cannon this morning.
Have you peed the rock out yet?
Nope.
And I don't mean think
Dwayne
so. Johnson.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah. Dwayne,
yep.
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
You really caused me some problems in there, Dwayne Johnson.
That sounds horrible.
Is it still hurting?
No. Yesterday was a good day. I mean, there's points where I can still feel that. I think it's there.
Right.
Is it in your kidneys? Is that where you feel?
No, it's in the tube between your kidney and your bladder. It's called your ureter. TMI.
And they can't...
It's like the Lowry Hill Tunnel when a semi-truck jackknifes in there.
Right. Yeah, they can blast it and it turns into sand, essentially, but it's not big enough for that. So I'm kind of in limbo.
Like, are you still peeing? Are you shooting a stream that's like in 5 different directions?
That's back. We're good there.
Well, that's after something else.
Hockey. Yesterday was a good day. No pain, so I don't know.
Maybe it's gone. Maybe it came out.
It might be. It very well might be, but I don't know.
For as much as it hurts, don't you think it's like a boulder in there?
Oh, my gosh.
But it's just a tiny little thing, right?
Seriously.
Oh, dude, I am so... I drink water like a fish just to
drink
keep that
water.
From happening.
I've been drinking apple cider vinegar, little like potions my wife is making.
That sounds
baking
delicious.
Soda.
This would have been the time to get him to shoot some Jack Daniels.
You're right.
You would have been like,
I'm sure that he would have done it at any point the other night, right? Because it hurts in your back, right?
It's your lower back.
Yeah.
Yeah, like depending on what side it's on. For me, it was on the right side.
Yeah.
No thanks.
It sucked.
Right. Yeah.
So we're good, though. We're
good.
Yeah.
I told Sauce that he should siphon that sumbitch out for you, but he wouldn't do it. Hey, listen, he's good at siphoning gas.
Good siphoner.
I don't know.
Man, right. You could sell a car.
It's Friday, and you can tell. And Kreese is going to Vegas, and so is Sauce. And in my mind, I'm going with you. It's Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back. I thought Tommy O would be. I don't know where the hell he's at. He said he was coming. Regardless, Carly's doing the initials game today. Alicia Lewis from Care 11 is coming in to play the initials game. Cast of Thousands. Mark Parrish will be here, as always, on a Friday. We'll be right back on The Fan. The Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Tommy freaking Olsen. Yeah! I know it feels like it's Thursday because T.O.'s here, but it's not. It's Friday. It's Friday with bonus T.O. because he couldn't be here yesterday. So not only is the Creasy Greasy here, not only is Saucy here and AJ here, Tommy Olsen is here on Friday. What a special day it is for all of us. Hi, Tio.
What up?
Greasy Friday here, Mike.
It's great.
It's so greasy that I can't believe we're all able to sit in our chairs without sliding out. It's unbelievable.
We need some Dawn dish soap up in here.
Speaking of that,
what?
We have the right group here. We can bring that one thing up we were talking about.
All right. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do it because AJ's out of the studio for a moment.
Right.
Who saw Antia Utgard's post yesterday with her butt cheeks?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I did. I saw it on Snapchat.
All right. Here's the thing.
She's been squatting.
There's no doubt.
Let me see.
There's no doubt. But the thing is,
she's the hottest woman I've ever seen in person.
Well, so here's the thing.
I've seen her. She sat right there.
She sat right. Here's the thing, though. So you see that picture and you're like, download your app. Okay. So I download her app.
Of course you did.
I mean, she's my friend, right? Yeah. I want to make sure that she's making good business decisions.
Hawk has her number. Yeah.
Right. And it's $9.99 a month to be a member of her. So what could possibly be behind those walls?
Oh, boy.
That costs $9.99 a month.
All in favor of hockey paying for it?
Yeah, you might just expense it.
Why do I have to pay for it?
No. I'm looking at it now. Very sexy. She's sitting on that counter. What if you pay that $9.99 a month and it's a video of it and she just rips a loud one on that counter?
All right, then I'm paying. All right, then I'm paying right now. No, for real, that's the wrong picture. We're talking about the one where she's laying face down.
This one, I'll show you.
On Instagram?
Put it on iHeart's dime. You know, it's research for the show.
That's a good point. It is research for the show.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
Because I just want to know what extras you get. So here's the thing.
I don't do this.
Look at those slabs. I mean, those are serious.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm proud of her. And
she's
I'm proud
working
of the
butt off.
I'm proud of her.
She's obviously working on squats. Yeah, that's right. So
I'd play the greatest hits album for her if I ever got in contact with her.
I'd be nervous too, though.
And here's the thing. May I, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
I'm an old married man. It's creepy if I pay $9.99 a month to join her app. You saw her, a single man. You're young. There's no reason for you not to do it. I will pay for it, but you have to join.
There's no reason ever to pay for any type of viewing.
I don't. But
of that kind of thing.
I couldn't agree more. But I really want to see it.
Yeah, so do I. It's here. How about this, Hockey? You pay for it, and like any streaming service, on April 1st, delete it and unsubscribe, and you only pay $10. I'll give you the cash.
No, it's not about the cash. I'm 48 years old.
Married with children.
I should not be joining her.
You once told me you almost paid for Bang Bus.
I never said those words.
There's one to pay for it is not that.
I would never pay for Bang
Bus. No, Brazzers for sure.
Yeah,
all day.
If I were going to join, reality I would Kings. Join.
Yeah.
It would be Brazzers by a mile and a half. But let's just say what it is.
BlackSteel.com.
No, I wouldn't do that. He makes me feel so bad about myself.
We're going to watch a ton of that this weekend.
Well, you guys are so horny. You're shot out of a
cannon. Watched last year on the way to the casino, we watched Santa Claus porn.
That was on the way to Peppermill. You and Todd were in the back of the cab.
Dear God, Lord Almighty.
You've seen Santa Claus.
No, I haven't. I wouldn't watch that.
No, it was the Grinch, wasn't it?
I think it was both.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Why don't we have an iHeart? That's too broad. Let's do a Power Trip Brazzers login so we all can...
I'm in. Hawk, will you pay
shared?
For it?
Again, a shared account.
I got
it.
A story off the air about that. I'll
so do I.
Yeah. Oh, so it's been done.
It involves somebody.
Here's what I'm going to do.
John knows real well.
Here's what I'm going to do because this is already out of control. I like it. I'm going to say one more time. You are going to join. I will pay. I got no problem. That's number one.
Yeah,
number
okay. Two. How do I download the app then?
Oh, how do I do it? Just download the app.
All right. Hang on. I can't download the app. And do sports at the same time.
Do sports
first. Okay, hang on. Thank you. Open.
Sesame.
Give me your credit card.
Okay, I'll bring it over. Do sports first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wolves lose again, 122-115, this time to the Pacers. Andrew Wiggins is god-awful and can't make a free throw when it counts. Towns continues to kick ass. He had 42 points and 17 rebounds. The Wolves take on the Wizards on Sunday. And they're wasting Karl-Anthony Towns.
Mm.
He's the best athlete this town has had since Randy Moss, and they waste him.
Maybe Ja Rule was right.
Maybe he cursed him?
Well, how about that? So how about yesterday when PA and Wob... Well, no. PA...
Charge?
Charge and Lieber had Adam Schefter on to lead their show.
Yeah.
And he led with that. He goes, what am I hearing that Carl Anthony Towns wants to leave?
That's not true.
That's what he led the show with.
He doesn't want to leave. He loves it here. He's the big cat.
That team is.
Everybody gets tired of losing.
Yeah, I know.
It only lasts so long.
Right.
I know.
Speaking of losing, the Golden Gophers stopped their losing streak. They crushed the Wildcats 62-50. Amir Coffey, how about this? 31 points.
Wow.
The Gophers are off this weekend before they take on the 14th-ranked Purdue Boilermakers at the Barn on Tuesday.
I'm not going to pretend I know anything about this, but is that team as hard to pin down as it seems to be? Like, they beat teams they shouldn't beat, and they lose to teams they shouldn't.
What was the stat I read the other day? They're 1-6 on the road since beating Wisconsin back in January.
Right. He's super inconsistent.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And
they're not Coffey's making the tournament.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I think they have 17 wins now. They get two more and then win. I mean, I get it, but... I think they're still in on like
really?
Brackets. Yeah, it's like an 11 or 12 seed. Well, no, they shouldn't.
It'll be a quick exit.
Speaking of a quick exit, the Twins lost yesterday 1-0 to the Rays. They host the Red Sox today.
What was quick exit about that?
I think they're going to be good this year.
No, they won't.
What?
But good news for Philly, because they deserve nice things. Bryce Harper signed a 13-year, $330 million deal with the Phillies, and it includes a full no-trade clause. Proud of Philly, man. They deserve nice things.
$330 million.
You ever been to Philly?
Ugh. No. Yeah.
Yeah, Chris almost got beat up through the car window.
Yeah, John's brought up that our Las Vegas group should go to Philly and see how much trash they talk there. Granted, I'll stand in the back.
Oh, yeah, I'll bring some of my Iraq buddies.
We'll bring Randy.
It'll look like shock and awe from the start of the Iraq war.
None of your friends need to spend a year in prison. All right.
Especially that prison.
Yeah. I mean,
No one, other than Mrs. Bonus, John Bonus's lovely wife.
Yeah.
No one says a nice thing about Philly.
No. Think about it. The most prominent thing in that city is a cracked bell.
Yeah.
I'd argue Rocky, but
yeah.
Either way. Rocky can get bent, too.
I watched Creed 2, kind of disappointing.
Oh, no, really? I haven't seen it yet.
I love Rocky movies, too,
I love Rocky movies. Yeah, me too. I really do.
I'd rather go back to my first marriage.
Oh.
Wow. Genius. Jason Witten is retiring.
What?
From Monday Night Football to unretire.
You got me. Good job, you clever guy.
From the NFL. Jason Witten sucked at Monday Night Football.
Really? He did. And now, a year out of football... garbage.
I can't see him being that good.
Well,
how about he'll be fine.
How about these stats?
Antonio Gates did it multiple times.
And Antonio Gates came back the size of a small box.
He was pretty bad. Yeah. Yeah. Witness played in 11 Pro Bowls during his 15 seasons. He's becoming a franchise leader with 1,152 receptions, which ranks fourth in NFL history, and 12,448 receiving yards. He also holds Dallas franchise records for games played, 239, consecutive games, 236, which stopped, obviously,
Get that going, yeah.
And then starts, 229, and consecutive starts, 179. He's a great player. I think he basically saw the writing on the wall, and they were going to fire him. Why else would you leave Monday Night Football?
Yeah, but you can retire. I mean, you can just step away and go back to retirement, too.
I don't think they'd ever rehire him.
I think so, too. I think he missed the game, and I think...
No, I think they were going to fire him.
I love watching football in any capacity, pro football especially.
Yeah, of course.
So, and even then, on that broadcast, I would mute it. I have such a low bar for what I'm asking for when it comes to pro football broadcasts, and it was every time I was cringing.
No kidding, it's that bad.
That bad.
McFarland should be in the
booth. Booger. Yeah,
Booger's great.
Good. Booger sucks.
No, Booger's great.
I like what he brought to the table.
He knows what he's talking about.
He does, but he's just weird.
I'm telling you. put John Randall and Ben Lieber in that booth, and it'd be a great experience.
Oh. Ben could do it for sure.
John could do it as well,
but John doesn't want to. I can't imagine.
I don't know, man.
Really? Would he want to do that?
Maybe.
You know him better than anybody. You think so? Really?
Yeah, I texted him yesterday. He said, new number. Who dis? New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has pleaded not guilty to two counts of misdemeanor solicitation of a prostitute in the Florida case.
I'm going to go ahead and just skip that story. Let you guys comment.
Hold on. I'm putting in
the... Can't fault the man. I mean, it's tough to take care of yourself when you're wearing 6 Super Bowl rings. So you got to have someone else do it.
Wow.
All right, Hawes.
Yes, sir?
supposedly they have video. I mean...
Oh, yeah, they absolutely do.
Wait till that gets uploaded.
Pretty damning evidence.
Yeah, they do. And that's the thing. I heard somebody say that... if he were his lawyer, he'd have him go ahead and just plead guilty and get it out of the way, but put some kind of thing in so they didn't release the video.
Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen now. Now that he's pled not guilty, they have the video, it's going to accidentally leak out,
and of course.
You know, you're going to have the public shame, even worse than you do.
Yeah, which
this whole thing is dumb. I'm obviously on your guys' side when it comes to if there was knowledge that sex trafficking was going on there and he still went, that's a problem. That's a big deal. But if a guy just wants to knock one off, that is not... Everybody should have that right. He's in his 70s. I think he's a widower.
Yes.
And so it's like, who cares what he wants to do with his money? Two consenting adults. It should be legal in the United States. Who cares?
You know,
beats me.
And if it's legal, I think the sex trafficking thing definitely goes down because you've got licensed people that are... making an income, they're paying taxes on it.
Couldn't agree more.
Why not?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's the thing that I'm continually confused by, and the only comment I'll make about the story is he can afford to go to Vegas on the way to Kansas City, and we've seen the flyers handed out on the Strip.
Right.
Yeah.
There's high class.
Well, those ones are illegal. Those are escorts, so you got to go a ways out.
Go to the ranch.
Yeah,
but as I said,
fly to the ranch.
Since Monday when this happened, that's his thing.
Yeah,
right.
100%. Rub and tugs are his thing.
Yeah.
100%.
Especially in seedy malls where billionaires don't belong because he can't live like a billionaire.
Yeah, he loves the thrill of it.
Yeah, he can't live like a normal person.
Uh-huh.
Let me just say it like this then. He could have very well afforded to go somewhere where there was no chance there was sex trafficking. How about that?
Yeah.
Let me say that.
That's true. Yeah.
How about that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wild are off tomorrow, until tomorrow, excuse me, when they take on Jason Zucker's future team, the Calgary Flames.
How freaking
dare you? That's the number one team in the West. That's the number one team in the West, I think.
Yeah.
We got to get some intel because maybe we drop some grease on that one.
Ooh.
We might have to drop some grease on it.
You guys going
to
drop grease?
Yeah. Okay.
Tommy, how come you're not going with these guys? I can't believe you're not going to Vegas today.
It's a good cue. I really don't know why.
Yeah, why aren't you going?
I don't know. I really don't know.
That extra syllable is too difficult. So let's just...
It is a good cue, though.
I don't know why.
I don't really know either.
Yeah, why aren't you going?
Yeah, we need a quarterback, man.
Yeah, well, we...
It's not too late. It's never too late.
We need Suave Eid.
We need Suave.
Yeah.
We need Mikey to come out.
Yeah, we need Dob and Mikey for sure.
We need some Suave.
We need Scene Bear.
You need a little Scene Bear.
We need Steve, because he's a degenerate.
Nobody needs me there, but I'd love to go, too.
Tim has to come on this year's Las Vegas betting trip.
Oh, don't worry, guys.
We need Nick.
You guys realize today's March 1st, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be in Vegas here pretty quick, like.
Yeah, 2 in a month, man. I haven't been there since the end of October. That's way too long.
I went twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah. What are you, the owner of the Patriots?
Jeez.
I'm going in April. Have you ever stayed at Harrah's or how do you pronounce
Harrah's.
It?
Harrah's.
Harrah's is greasy.
It's been remodeled, though, the rooms have.
I love that place, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're staying there.
Go to the Carnival Court every night.
Why don't you ask me?
Yeah. T.O., you're not going with the
Power Trip? I feel guilty asking.
Why?
It's a bachelor party.
Are you going with the P-Trip, though?
Well, I'm going a week later for the...
What?
So you're not coming to the Power Trip one?
I know.
This is news to everybody.
Yeah, we're...
Is it?
This is brokenholded.
This wasn't a good cue, apparently.
You've been holding out.
Yeah, we needed to ask a good cue earlier.
Correct. You guys never really asked me.
What?
I swear.
They have never asked me either. I just go.
That's the other thing. When it comes to Las Vegas, don't be that guy where you're like, you didn't invite me. Yeah. Nardo does it all the time.
Does it?
You're invited, idiot.
Okay. Well,
Yeah, then 5 minutes later, seaweed in the pool, wearing a kit.
No. Yeah, don't wear a kit.
Well, that is a major oversight on our part. We just assumed you were going.
I know.
Like, because you're like one of us.
Right.
That's a bad.
I could. I mean, we still got time.
This was a bad non-cue. I mean, I should have cued you.
Let's break and actually look into it because I could.
Let's break. Yeah, you're right. Screw everything else. We're breaking.
Yeah, that's
to
it.
Find out how you can go to Vegas right now. It's the Power Trip Morning Show, and we're fixing this for Tommy. We love you all, but we gotta take care of T.O. right now.
I downloaded that app.
Did you?
Yeah.
You paid the $9.99?
I'm about to.
Get her done. I'll be right over. It's Power Trip Morning Show. So much to get to on a T.O. Friday. Good morning, everybody. It's March 1st. Hope you're having a great Friday. Be back right back. Bye. Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. I don't know what's going on. Somebody screamed something.
You derailed me.
I derailed you?
Yeah.
You paid the $9.99, didn't you? Was it worth it? Yeah, it was worth it. Congratulations.
Got to be a joker. He just do what he please. Yeah.
A Godsmack doing Come Together by Aerosmith. It makes it different that you know her. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it'll come in handy at some point.
Yeah,
pun intended.
He paid $9.99 a month.
You suckered me into it.
I did. To join Auntie Utgard's
app. It's worth it.
It's $10 a month.
It's worth it for about 6 pictures. She's so hot.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl, and she's from just across the border in Wisconsin. She might, like, drive out to Vegas to see you guys this weekend. You want me to text her?
Yeah, 100%. I'll give you $10 for that.
Power Trip Morning Show. It is Friday. I know it sounds like Thursday because T.O.'s here, but he was nice enough. I can't see that far. I'm old. Flip it sideways. He's trying to show me pictures from 8 miles away, and he forgets I'm almost 50. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my sweet Lord. They make those, huh?
26 days until... We're in Vegas.
Oh, I can't wait, dude.
Or 24 hours.
Well, yeah, that too.
His disease. Come together.
So what would be the days? All right, let's go over this seriously.
Wednesday the 27th to Sunday the 31st.
Or any combination of like that.
Right.
Okay.
So you just let me know. Again, no pressure, but we need T.O. there. I think everybody assumed you were coming.
I would love to come home on Saturday. That would be my goal.
Well, I would too, but I cannot.
You cannot.
So, on-air production meeting, because who's all going? It's basically most contributors, except currently without Tommy O, Ben Lieber.
AJ.
AJ, you're not going?
Okay. AJ's gone?
Yeah.
I thought you said you weren't going. I'm so glad you're gone.
So, is there going to be scheduled times then for people to be on?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll make it more broken down. It basically is going to be, you can be there the whole time, but we will have specific times where that belongs to you at that moment. You know what I mean?
Yep,
so, everybody gets a shot. But Charger's even going. I mean, everybody's going. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I need it.
It's going to be great. Should be pretty warm there by then, and it will still be frozen tundra here.
Yeah. Decently warm.
It's going to be in the
tomorrow.
70s this weekend. Yeah.
72, 73.
A week from today, we'll be broadcasting live from Treasure Island, right?
David's coming to that.
That's awesome.
Really?
I'll be in Palm Springs for a speech.
Look at you. T.I.? No kidding.
Treasure Island? It's a little south.
It's getting greasy.
It is getting greasy.
I might have to drive down.
Come on down,
bro. That's close to your place.
Yeah, I'll be in Palm Springs speaking, though. I got a speech booked.
Hollywood!
Yeah!
That's right, baby.
I'm getting all antsy about going to Vegas. I think
I'm saying, dude, you should download that app. Are you gonna be laying at 95 years old? Are you going to be laying on your deathbed going, I shouldn't have gone to Vegas.
I know.
No. You're not going to make it.
He's going
to
go 95.
I'm going to pass at about 40.
Right, they asked me such a good cue.
That's not old enough, let me tell you. Yeah.
I should answer that cue.
A little bit of entertainment news for y'all as we traipse through a Friday morning. Sad news. This is freaking weird. Luke Perry from 90210 at only 52 years old yesterday has a stroke. How about that?
Yeah, that sucks.
And yesterday,
he's in a coma, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he still is. He was.
I think so.
No word on his condition at the moment, but we watch him on Riverdale because I have a 16-year-old daughter, and Riverdale is, what she digs.
That's a huge show, right?
Yeah,
it's a huge show.
Yeah. And he's a dad on there, and he's in good shape. I don't know, man. It just, we're all walking time bombs, right? Yeah. And it was just announced yesterday they're rebooting 90210, and like a lot of the original cast members, including Luke, were going to be part of it. And then he has a stroke.
That sucks.
I got a hotline ringing. Hang on.
I wonder who it is.
Do you know when that hotline bling?
I've never seen an episode of this show.
I haven't either.
I've never seen it.
I did way back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, T.O.'s.
Peach Pit.
I've never seen it. I've seen a...
Jenny Garth.
I've seen a parody? Adult version of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quick, honest question.
Yeah.
Any of you guys know that police officers were coming in to watch the show today?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
They're Wayzata cops.
Yeah, yeah, cool. They're here. Because when I heard, hey, it's Wayzata police, we're here. I'm like,
You're asking us, like, just in case we have any warrants. You know?
If it's Wayzata police,
head start. Yeah.
Call my dad
if they start
arresting
me. Right, right. So they are here. We did get them momentarily. Let's see what else is going on. Martha Stewart is now an advisor for a Canadian weed company. Boy. She loves that stuff.
Well, yeah, and it all started with Snoop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It all started there.
She's funny. She got greasy when she was in prison, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Good for her, man.
Because she was all this just wholesome, and then all of a sudden she gets thrown in the clink and comes out. She's hanging out with Snoop. And,
Maybe she was never prim and proper.
Probably. You know behind the scenes.
Maybe she was always a dirty, dirty girl.
It's just all coming out, yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
They just couldn't air that when she's like, you going to deglaze that effing pan?
Hawk, yeah, right. Would you?
Cream freeze. Of course I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's famous. And she's a hard worker.
Yeah.
And she knows cream freeze.
Is that the best episode of South Park?
In my opinion, it is.
It's a great one.
I think the weed one is. Buffalo
because it's
Soldier,
got the two.
Great point.
Buffalo Soldiers.
Both storylines were so good, though. You've got the shake weight.
Oh, yeah.
Genius. And then you've got
cream
freeze, and they come together perfectly at the end.
Yeah. What about Old Fashioned? Is that the same episode?
That is.
That is okay. What about I Thought This Was America? I Thought This Was America.
That's a great.
That's a solid baseball one.
Yeah.
The KFC weed one is great, where Randy puts his balls in a. I'm not kidding you. That's the hardest I've ever laughed at a TV show.
Also in
the struggle is real.
Bradley Cooper reportedly was already worth $100 million before A Star Is Born. They're expecting it's going to be a lot more than that. He directed and starred and co-wrote A Star Is Born.
But how do you co-write a movie that's a...
his version of
triple sequel.
Yeah, for sure, but it is different.
Different screenplay.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen the old ones.
By the way, in case you're wondering, and I did not know these numbers, maybe you guys did, the movie has made $425 million. The budget was $36 million.
That's it? Well, I'm sure he's not going to take any cash for his own movie.
I would think not, but he gets percentages, obviously.
Maybe that's in your notes. It's being re-released this weekend.
Yeah, with new music.
Like 12 minutes or something.
Right. Yep, and I love it.
You'll go.
I love that movie.
Same.
Speaking of out in theaters this weekend, the final Madea movie, a Madea family funeral.
I'm telling you, for a bet I lost one time to you guys, I had to go see Madea Christmas.
Yeah, you loved it.
It's not bad.
I know, you loved
really?
It.
Is
it? You did.
It's not bad. It's Tyler Perry dresses up as Madea.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Okay.
And I said to Hockey, you should go see it. It's not bad. I laughed multiple times.
I would probably like it. I would, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hockey's seen a bunch of those movies. Yeah, yeah. He loves them.
Yeah, yeah. Rami Malek, who is now, of course, an Oscar winner for playing Freddie Mercury and also in that fantastic TV show I can't remember the name of right now.
Mr. Robot.
That show
took a giant dive.
Did it?
Well, the first season
it just got too confusing.
Yeah, it's too weird.
Right?
The first season was great.
You can mess with people's heads to a certain point and get away with it, and I think they just did it too much.
I lost interest about three episodes into the second season. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, check this out, though.
Corey loves it.
Tell me this doesn't make perfect sense. Rami Malek is in final talks to play the villain in the next James Bond movie.
Sweet. I can see that.
100%.
What a great career, man.
Yeah, man, good for him. And a good turn left for him, because you can't... He's got to play this character again. You know what I mean? He's got to be a bad guy again.
His acceptance speech was really good.
Really great.
Yeah. It was great.
Daniel Craig still James Bond?
Yeah.
Is he?
No, I thought that when...
I think, isn't he
talking about
more?
Idris Elba? And
yeah, I don't know who is, to be honest.
Idris would be a stud.
I think he's in one more.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm. So who's Idris Elba?
Idris, you'd know
him. You would know who he is. He's in Luther, which is really good. It's on Netflix. It's a British
show.
You know
who he is. He's got like a gray beard.
You'd recognize him. Good looking
guy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, Idris Elba? Yeah. Awesome. You know he's just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. The guy we just brought up, Daniel Craig, was on that list. That thing's like a foot-long hot dog at the State Fair. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good for him, man. The answer, by the way, to your text, Chris, is yes, during What Really Matters.
Sounds 100%. Good. Perfect.
And as we go to break, I need to...
100%.
What?
His story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And as we get a break, I have to do this, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a hot cut.
This is a hot cut. As you guys well know, Twin Cities Summer Jam, presented by Mystic Lake, tickets were supposed to go on sale today. Yesterday was the pre-sale. There, so many people tried to buy tickets yesterday that it destroyed our system.
Wow.
We thought we were ready for it. We weren't. So we had some problems that went down. So yeah, thank you, Rosie. Rosie's right. And there's a million ways I could say it, but the biggest thing I will say is this. One of the number one goals for me and Jerry and Sarah when we decided we were going to do a concert was to give everybody the best experience possible. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was not a good experience for a few people, and I feel really bad about that. It's been fixed. It's being fixed. We could have gone on sale today. We thought it was a better idea to wait a week and make sure we test the system one more time. Because yesterday we had problems during the pre-sale because there were so many people trying to buy tickets. When we go on sale to everybody, I want to make sure we don't have any issues. So we're going to push the on sale for Twin City Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake back to next Friday just to make sure we don't mess up.
Dates again?
July 18, 19, 20 of 2019.
Where can I get tickets when this goes on sale?
TCSummerJam.com.
Hold on.
My wife wants to go so bad, but she would for sure give birth at that time.
Yeah, that would be the day. Well, Steven Tyler will make sure of it, if you know what I mean. TCSummerJam.com. So,
I want to go too, of course.
Of course. And you'll be, and we want you all there, and I want everybody to be there. But more than anything, I just want it to go well. And so... luckily,
well, I'm going to need a loan because I just paid $10 for an Instagram account.
and you guys know me well enough to know this from the bottom of my heart for the people who had issues yesterday, I feel horrible and I never want anybody to have any issues with anything. I want everybody to be happy every day of their life. So for the people who had a hard time yesterday, I apologize, but we're going to make sure that it's right before we do it. So in order to make sure that it's right, we're going on sale a week from today because I don't want anybody to ever have another issue. From here on out, I want every person involved in Twin Cities Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake to have a happy time. So that's why we're pushing it back.
Outstanding.
Well, thank you, Simon. I appreciate that.
I got to go get the cops.
Go get them and please make sure that they don't have their batons. I'm always freaked out by batons and...
That's why you won't watch Lexington Steel porn.
Well, more than anything, it's... and it makes sense it's the wise out of police officers because your dad's the reason I'm afraid of batons. AJ, Monsieur.
Yes, sir?
Question for you, brother.
Uh-huh.
Do you know, did anybody chop up any of the Zimmer audio yesterday from when he was on with PA?
You know, I don't know.
I got to look because I didn't get to listen to it. Did you listen to it?
I heard snippets of it when I was posting it, but I didn't hear the full thing.
I did a little bit, too.
Anything groundbreaking? I mean,
nothing super came out of it. I mean, he addressed some of the Anthony Barr stuff.
He basically said he loves Anthony Barr, but he's not going to be back.
Kubiak.
Ever since he thinks he'll be back at the contract he has, he loves Kubiak. What else he say?
And basically said still the way that...
He thinks Cousins will be great.
Second year will be better, yeah.
Yeah, which as Burrell brilliantly pointed out, you don't sign a guy to a three-year contract to have a first year being, well, whatever happens, happens.
Right. Just making excuses.
I think he'll be a lot better.
Yeah, the headline was the Everson stuff, the Anthony Barr stuff that... Adam Schefter shared. I guess it was like the early segments. You get the podcast, and all these interviews are chopped up on PA's on-demand page or on the podcast.
Right.
Adam Schefter was talking with PA, and at the very end of his interview, mentioned that last year at this time, Anthony Barr had expressed interest that he wanted out of Minnesota, that he wanted to be on the West Coast,
really?
And the Vikings shopped him and couldn't find a suitor. So again, a flashback to a year ago, you have a player who doesn't want to be here and a team who's okay with getting rid of you or finding a way for you to get out. And it just didn't happen.
Hmm.
So he says that plays into the, his belief that Anthony will not be here because the way that that relationship on both sides of the table kind of went this time last year.
Hmm.
And obviously he's going to be expensive. And
he was inconsistent as hell last year anyway, too. So yeah.
I also think, and I think Barrero talked about this yesterday, is they're going to see how the linebacker market plays out. And if somebody's like, we ain't giving you $14 million.
Yeah. Right.
And then he eventually is like, stay in Minnesota for 12. I think they'll create a lot of cap space in the next 2 weeks.
I don't believe the Everson stuff at all.
You don't? No. I don't either.
Tell me the Everson stuff.
So Paul mentioned it briefly that Zimmer thinks that he will remain here in Minnesota at what his contract says he's going to be at.
Hmm.
I can't see that.
Man, that's a lot of money.
Zero
impact. A lot of money
impact.
For a guy who had no impact last year.
Yeah. And you know, we all know what happened, but when he came back, he had none.
None.
He looked Lieber said on the air, he looked like a different player.
The emergence of Stephen Weatherly factors in. Danielle Hunter continuing to grow factors in.
Hawks.
The
dad.
Fact that there's a gigantic, there's a ton of depth on the defensive line factors in as well. But it's a lot of money to pay a guy if this is what they think the new Everson's going to be.
Yeah, I just question. This is not being critical. Question: Do you think though that Zimmer would say, yeah, he's probably going to be out of here?
No, he would.
Of course, he would. No, for sure.
But I think with the case with Everson, I also think he's trying to be as delicate as he possibly can.
Sure. Right? Because
they love Everson, and
you can't go savaging a guy that had the mental health issues.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a good look either.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Yeah.
So I wonder.
The fact that he wasn't a factor late in the season was a big part of why the defense was very, very underwhelming.
Yeah. They got a lot more holes than people think.
Well, who doesn't have any holes? The Wild. Four in a row. Here we go.
It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
The Minnesota Wild have won four straight, but they are off until tomorrow when they take on Jason Zucker's future team.
Would you stop
that? The Calgary Flames. The game is at 9.
What are you, wise ass?
Yeah. The game can be heard right here at 9.
Most importantly, what is the betting line on that?
I don't know, but we got to bet it. We also have great college basketball to bet tomorrow.
Oh, good. And some UFC.
Was there ever any follow-up to the Zucker story and why the trade fell apart?
And I'm not asking him, and I'm not going to ask Carly because that's just rude. No.
Okay, that was weird.
I'm not going to ask them.
He thought better of it. You had something and you thought better of it.
Well, duh.
Yeah. Weird.
I like playing at Interlochen.
That's well said. Jealous.
Hey, T.O.!
I thought you were arrested by the cops.
No, I'm trying to work this Vegas thing out, man. I think I'm in.
Yes!
Good.
We're on the air.
Yes!
Feels good to say.
Yeah, listen to you.
I'm sitting right at your spot, too.
Right.
Yeah, that's... See, there's things...
Who is this brosif in the background right here?
Everybody asked that. It's Tackle Terry Tuma, and I didn't put that on there. If you look at this picture on the back of this computer, it's also somebody from
it
Fan
had
Outdoors.
To be, it had to be Corey.
I'm going to switch it. Can I switch the background?
Put Auntie on there.
I'm going to put myself on
No, here. Don't do that.
Why?
Yeah, do that.
No, I'll put
it. Because
stuff.
It won't fit on the screen.
That's his gopher picture.
Oh.
That gopher thumbnail from the team yearbook where you have no neck.
And you look like a thumb.
Yeah. I'm like rashes on my face. I'm like, that guy is.
Percent chance he pinched his nipples before that picture.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That guy's a one.
Yep,
oh, yeah. You want to talk greasy.
Oh, man.
He was a slump buster.
Jeez.
Aww.
There's some after party stories about that guy.
Well, I'm glad to hear. I gotta
get on that.
Yeah, when are you sticking around?
I haven't done that
either.
Did
you work today?
I know neither one of
Vegas.
You guys have done
we ain't
it.
Doing it in Vegas because we'll. No, we will do it because we'll be.
Absolutely, we will.
I won't.
I'll bring the recorder.
No,
I'm
not doing that.
Yeah, I can't do that. No,
we're gonna do drunk history in Vegas.
You're not gonna be drunk at that point.
I'll be this. Oh. 7:01 on Friday, I will be hammered.
Then from 7 to 7:01, we're going to record a podcast.
Yeah, we're doing her. We're doing her.
Drunk history would be the perfect way to kick it off.
Absolutely.
Right there.
I couldn't agree more. That's what we're doing it. That's what we're doing.
When else are we together with 90%
really
of us drunk?
Agreed. This is what really matters.
The second the show's over, I'm leaving.
And it's brought to you by Chris Lindahl Real Estate, home of the guaranteed offer. Saucy, you tell somebody a sports thingy, and then I tell them something that really matters. What is the assistant today, by the way, of John Creasel?
All right. Wolves lose again, 122-115, this time to the Pacers. Wiggins is awful and can't make a free throw when it counts. Towns continues to kick ass. He had 42 points and 17 rebounds. The Wolves take on the Wizards on Sunday. What really matters is this.
Priest?
So, first, the backstory.
Tio's going to love this story.
Well, duh.
I got some bowel issues because when the bomb blast happened, I lost a portion of my intestine. So, there's sometimes it takes me a few days to have a BM. Right.
I know, right.
And so, probably seven times in my life, I've clogged hotel room toilets. And I've had to make the embarrassing phone call where you got to say, I need a plunger up here. And I'm always close to laughing. So on this last trip, I was down in Austin, Texas for a speech at the JW Marriott, which is a phenomenal hotel.
Oh, awesome. Just great.
The one in where?
Austin, Texas.
Is that where the lady was?
That's where the lady was.
Dialing O on her pink telephone?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And they haven't built a statue for her yet. I looked. Yeah. So anyway, I clogged the damn toilet. So I have to make the call because my wife wouldn't do it. And so I call down there and I'm like, yeah, I need a plunger. They're like, sounds good. Someone will be right up. Lady comes to the door, and instead of a plunger, she's got one of the snakes. So she thought that, like, the green giant took a dump in there. And she goes in there, and I feel so bad. I'm like, I am so sorry. She's like, it's fine. Cleans it out. I tip her. She's like, no, not necessary. I was like, and I just go, take it. Take it. She's like, okay. So anyway, then I'm like, all right, Kayla's getting ready. I go downstairs to have a cocktail.
Damn right.
Yep.
And she was having a cocktail too, I bet, right? Oh, right. My God. Oh, what I just dealt with.
Kayla or the lady?
The lady who cleaned it out. Yeah.
So she texts a picture of a card that got slid under the door. And this is a little bit later anyway. And it's got my name on it. And she shows that it's got my name. And I'm like, go ahead and open it. It's fine. It's nothing secret. I'm sure it's not from my girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
And so
it's not your last
she
marriage.
Opens it, says, oh my God, this is hilarious. I'm like, okay, send me a picture. It is a card handwritten by the hotel apologizing for the toilet problem with a $10 gift card for either Starbucks or the lobby bar or whatever.
Wow,
like,
really?
Like apologizing that my experience wasn't up to their standards. I was like, listen, bro, I clogged your toilet. I should be the one writing you a card, giving you $10.
You got a free large blonde roast for taking a giant dump.
Right. Or half of the cocktail. It was half of the price of the cocktails I was having.
Still, though.
It's like congratulations.
I sent it to you guys.
They're proud of you.
I sent it to you guys and was like, I can't believe that this happened. It's like a joke. That's how awesome that hotel is. So if you go to the JW Marriott in Austin, clog that beast.
So how big a dumps we talking here?
They're good size. I mean, you know.
It's got to be huge. Like burrito size or what?
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, sometimes like a Campbell soup can.
My goodness.
Oh, no. Your dumps, not your crank.
No.
Your spraying.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think they gave solid. You the coffee to make you more regular.
Yeah.
No, I got to take my doctor would be, he's listening. He'll be pissed that I'm not taking the Metamucil.
Oh, yeah. Metamucil.
Does your doctor best, charge dude. You half?
The best.
Nice.
Nice.
Well,
people are going to be offended.
Oh, yeah. Piss on them.
For you. Because, my turn. The Gopher men's basketball team won 62-50 over Northwestern. Amir Coffey had 31 points. The Gophers are off this weekend before they take on the 14th ranked Purdue Boilermakers at the Barn on Tuesday. But hockey, what really matters is this.
According to a recent survey, the best day to have a birthday is June 15th. Guess what the worst day to have a birthday is?
Yours.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Why June 15th? Because it's the summer?
I guess so. Yeah, and people like, you know, everybody's ready to party and have a good time. You can
and it's
go
not
outside.
Your holiday.
Yeah. Yeah, not everybody gets your day off. Not everybody says, here's your Christmas and your birthday present because we can't afford both.
Start of the summer, too.
Yeah.
David's right. The 21st.
Really?
I can't wait till Suavine's birthday.
Why? What are you doing for Suavine on his birthday?
I just love his birthday suit.
Is Suave coming to Vegas?
For the power trip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. That was a dumb cue.
That's a dumb cue.
Would you please think about your cues?
That's a bad cue. Yeah.
Please review your cues.
Who's going to quarterback the slot, the tables?
So yeah.
We need a hand pay this weekend.
Yeah, we'll get one. Because Dom's going to blow through all our cash.
I believe I'm going to have to give myself my own hand pay this weekend.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do that. You should download that app.
I got my tax bill. We need to win some money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you, brother.
Good problem to have, though. I shouldn't complain.
Man, we're good. We're good.
Lastly, Bryce Harper signed a 13-year, $30 million deal with the Phillies. It also includes a no-trade clause. I'm glad good things are happening to Philly.
Tana B yesterday was saying on the program that if you break it down, I think it's like 25 point something million a year. That isn't much more than Joe Mauer.
Yeah, was they should have.
So his take was that
the production. Yeah.
That why can't we?
Because they're cheap and stupid.
And that's 100% correct. And
I don't care that they have a bad product.
No,
they don't.
You can it is the only major sport.
Whoopsie.
That you can say, oh, we have a pitching problem. Let's fix it right now.
Right now.
You, and you. Offer contracts. Well, not all of them are going to sign, but you can make a huge difference.
They don't care because of the TV money.
The problem becomes bigger, though, because they're setting a standard then that players, you know, the one-offs, you know, so if Bryce Harper were to have signed here, he has no faith based on track record that the Twins are going to continue to put people around him. It would just be an anomaly. He would be stuck here for however long that contract is,
right?
And the team wouldn't get good enough to compete. So you go to some place like Philly, where they've proven that they're going to pay Ryan Howard and they're going to pay all those pitchers that they had for Cole Hamels and the three that they Roy Oswalt. They had that one year where they had all three of them.
Yeah,
they're going to do that. The Twins have nobody believes that the Twins are going to get a good player and continue to put good players around them. If they get a good one, they're just going to be there stranded.
Roy Halladay. Played for Philly.
Doc Holliday died in Deadwood.
Well, Roy Holiday's dead as well. Will they give Bryce Harper his 34? Because isn't he one of like the best?
Is he retired?
I would assume he threw a no-hitter in a playoff game. Roy Holiday's one of the best pitchers in the last 30 years.
And super nice. He visited at Walter Reed.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. Yep. Yep.
Sweet.
It sucks that he died.
Yeah, for sure.
Is he played longer for the Phillies or the
He had a single prop airplane. Remember that his wife was like,
"Don't do that."
So,
do that.
How long was the Bryce Harper contract again?
13 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be trapped on the Twins for 13 years. That's a long time. I know I'd be trapped for 11.
$30 million.
Yeah,
I like the
I would take it.
Good news.
I would take
Twins?
It.
Good
yeah.
news.
Yeah.
Do you know a TSA clear?
Sure, yeah, love it.
I love it. I'll be using it today.
Yeah, they have that at Target Field this year.
Oh, yes.
Right. Smudge in front of the lines. And
why don't the Vikes?
I bet.
It's actually really cool. And you get right in. You budge right in front of everyone.
I saw a car commercial for like one of the rental car places that does it now,
dude,
too.
I got to tell you.
Oh, I didn't know.
It is fast pass.
You pick your car and then go.
Between Clear and TSA.
Pre-check.
Oh, yeah, I could check.
Last week, and I say this all the time, and I almost hesitate to say because I want it to stay my little secret, but it's not a secret.
Mm-hmm.
We got to the airport, and our plane took off at 9:40. I left the radio station at 8:40. Because of Clear and TSA pre-check, I got there and got to the plane and had time to sit down while we were waiting to board.
Right.
Just like when I went to Boston.
Yep.
Same thing.
Unbelievable.
I played the initials game, got a ride from your guy, got there, sat down, had a drink.
Especially at this airport, there's two stations for
absolutely.
It.
And they walk you right up to the front of the line. You feel like a big dog.
You feel bad almost. You're like, I don't want to budge in front of people. I'm sorry.
Right.
Roy Halladay's number is retired in both Toronto and Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So 32 in Toronto and 34 in Philly.
Clear should be paying us right now.
Yeah.
Damn it. But it takes like 5 minutes to sign up. And because so many people have pre-checks, so that line gets kind of long. If you have
Clear,
you're in front of pre-check.
Do you need pre-check to get Clear?
Yeah, you can't. It's a waste of time not to have both.
Yeah, well, I think it's a requirement.
Oh, is it
you
really?
Have no, both. I just have Clear.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
My dad got it for Christmas for me.
So why is it a waste of time?
Because you got to have both. You want to have both.
Yeah, you should have both.
Yeah, what do you miss with Clear?
Clear is only like a couple airports.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's really beneficial in Minnesota.
So true. When we left,
and Vegas.
When we left Pittsburgh.
And Vegas.
It was,
And it wasn't.
They didn't have it Clear at Pittsburgh.
Even if you go, even if you travel overseas once, get Global Entry.
Global Entry. I'm telling you, man.
It's the best money ever spent.
It is. All right, we got a break. You know, I was wondering, T.O., do you have Tommy Steaks today?
I have it ready. If
okay, yeah. Okay, good, good. We'll definitely do that. Yeah, okay. And don't forget, by the way, it is Initials Day. Okay, don't forget that. Carly's running the Initials game today. We also have a new friend coming in today. Alicia Lewis. Alicia. How do you say it, do you think, guys?
Oh. It's spelled like Alicia.
Right.
You've been throwing me off the last couple days, though, because you've said Alicia.
I know. I grew up with a girl named Alicia, so I'm just... So I will go with Alicia Lewis from Care 11.
I believe Chris said Alicia when he was in here.
And, of course, Mark Parrish should be here momentarily. A cast of thousands, including a TO on a Friday, John Kreisel, AJ, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert, and myself. Last day without Dad, and you can tell. We'll be right back on the Fan. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. It's Power Trip Morning Show. Hey, T.O. Tommy Olsen.
You what up?
It's a Friday, but Tommy's here. T.O., do you need to go at the end of this segment?
No, I actually can, like, stay.
Sweet. Okay, good.
So I have to go at the end of
you the initials.
You're going at the end of the segment.
Yeah, like 7:20 or whatever.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yep.
It's going to be too crowded, though. You don't have to. I can sit and watch.
With Alicia.
You know, Alicia, I mean,
Parrish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Parrish. Yep. So I'll take off.
But can you do Tommy's Takes? Not this segment, the next segment?
Yes, 100%.
Boom!
Boom!
It's all coming together, Chet.
Coming around.
Stand up and shout. Creasel's going to Vegas. Stand up and shout. John, do you have any speaking engagements that we need to know about anytime soon?
No public ones yet, okay. But it looks like we're doing a Books and Brewery on March 20th at Alloy in Coon Rapids.
What time will that be?
That would be 5 to 8 p.m., but we do have open dates if people are looking for a motivational speaker.
Yeah. How can we do that? I don't understand.
You go to johnmcreasel.com, watch my videos.
How do you spell that last name?
K-R-I-E-S-E-L.
And first name?
J-O-H-N, and the middle initial M.
Beautiful.
For Massive Crank.
Is that what that stands for? Yeah. What a weird middle name.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I guess the nurse just gave that to you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
Abbott's been really proud of me because I haven't resorted to penis talk.
Yeah, till I'm here.
Something about Corey brings out the penis in you.
Well, how do you think he got his other job?
You know, Okay, here's the thing.
Perry!
Hey,
Mark Perry!
Yes! Nice sweatshirt!
Look at you! I almost wore mine today, too.
It's comfy.
Peel them out.
I feel like being comfy this morning.
Mark, how are you, man? I haven't seen you in a while. Are you still coaching?
Well, no. Technically, no, because lost last night, so no.
Oh, too soon, man.
Yikes.
Too soon.
Don't
My kids' teams are still playing.
Oh, there you go.
So, well, how about I didn't know this?
Meat sauce.
The Minnetonka team's out.
Yeah, they got upset.
They're like the correct. Yeah, who cares?
Early on by Holy Family.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
So no repeat this year.
No repeat. And in either side.
That's okay. Well, we'll always have last year.
That's right.
That was always great.
Sweet victory.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
Sweet victory. Perry.
Yes.
Creasel's going to Vegas today. Sauce going to Vegas tomorrow.
Kind of jealous.
Come with.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then dad guilt kicks in.
Yeah, I know.
Be there
Besides that, we're going in 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something.
Exactly.
26 days.
Yeah,
hang, hang our hat on that. Well, yeah.
Yeah, who's going to pay for golf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
right?
So pumped.
Tommy's going now.
Mm-hmm.
We talked him into it. It's a done deal.
Sweet.
I'm in.
It's a done deal.
I love how easily convinced Tommy is.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't take much.
Let's figure this out. Good at convincing people.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, hockey could sell a car.
Sell a car. Have you seen
Abducted in Plain Sight
yet?
Yes.
Can you believe it?
No.
It's unbelievable.
It's horrifying.
It's horrifying.
How the heck do you manipulate that?
And how do the parents allow it to happen?
Well,
that's the most
it.
Yeah.
And all he ever did was spend 1 year in jail.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That's
insane.
Nuts.
Insane.
For what he did.
He should be executed.
He should have been executed.
Abducted in Plain Sight. Yeah. It's not a feel good film, but it's definitely something
you're gonna get angry
you need to watch to believe. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Here we go. T.O.'s here. Kreese is here. Perry's here. AJ's here. Saucy's here. I'm here. Dad's gone, so we're having fun.
We should play some good tunes.
We have been playing good tunes. I just played Stand Up and Shout by Steel Dragon. Do I need to do it again?
Don't you say that.
How dare you?
You should play some Elton John.
Here's a good tune for you.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
Thank you, Garage Solutions of Minneapolis. So what I'm going to do is I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 quick stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pause at the end of each one.
Thank you.
Feel free to say anything. If you don't have a comment, you don't need to talk meat sauce. Okay.
Perfect.
Wolves lose again 122-115 to the Pacers. Wiggins is awful and can't make a free throw when it counts. Towns continues to kick ass. He had 42 points and 17 rebounds. The Wolves take on the Wizards on Sunday. Parrish, your thoughts?
I have a
basketball.
Comment. Yeah, I have a comment.
Hawk? Rosie? Okay.
Who cares?
Thank you.
The Gophers.
The Gopher men crushed the Wildcats by 12, 62-50. Amir Coffey had 31 points, and the Gophers are off this weekend until they take on 14th-ranked Purdue at the Barn on Tuesday.
Cool.
How'd Zion Williamson do?
Brilliant. It's the greatest $20 I've ever won. The Twins lost yesterday 1-0 to the Rays. They host the Red Sox today. They lost.
Yeah.
Oh. Wreck Rose. Bryce Harper signed a 13-year deal worth $330 million to play for the Phillies.
Why not?
It includes a full no-trade clause. I'm proud of Philly. They deserve nice things.
Well, it's just nice to see a baseball team spend money.
Right.
Yeah.
Philly or
They're
Fallujah?
Allowed to do that?
Oh, I'd rather go to Fallujah than hang out in Philadelphia or spend any money there.
Jesus.
Fallujah's safer, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
My headphones came
unplugged. Oh, my God!
He's trying to find the hole. This isn't looking good.
Yeah, well, thank God I could have put a small plug into something.
Can we come over and help you?
No,
it's a specialty of mine.
Yeah. You and I have the same problem. Jason Witten is retiring from Monday Night Football to unretire from the NFL. He's getting a one-year deal worth $3.5 million that could go all the way up to $5 million if he hits some incentives.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's Jason. Witten has played in 11 Pro Bowls in the 15 years with the Cowboys.
But
he has a nice one. He plays tight end.
Cool.
So they must have needed a tight end then?
I also think he...
I would hope so.
Yeah, but I also think he was going to get fired from Monday Night Football.
That's a nice little fallback for him then.
Right.
Like $3.5 million a year backup
fallback
plan.
Into the fun. NFL, no big deal.
Man.
Next, he'll get bought out.
Let me tell you, that's the good life.
Yeah.
Speaking of the good life... The Wild are off tomorrow. Then they take on, or they off until tomorrow. Then they take on Jason Zucker's future team, the Calgary Flames. The game is at 9 and can be heard right here on this station.
Tonight, not to like that weather.
We're gonna have to bet on that game.
Yeah, of course.
Probably betting on Calgary.
Yeah, aren't Calgary's really good. Right?
Yeah, they're the number one seed. Right?
Very good.
Could they beat Tampa in a 7-game series?
I don't think any lineup is lined up to take down Tampa in 7 games. They're insane. They're everyone's favorite to win it all.
They're dominant.
Yeah.
They have incredible. Like 11 losses.
The last I checked, their Vasilevsky is on an 11-game win streak, and their backup Dominguez is on a 7-game win streak.
Hawk, who are those people? What do you know about Velasa Raptor?
I'll tell you one thing.
You
no, make
fun of my Zion Williams.
I'll tell you what I know.
He sucked hard.
If only people could see that.
I'm telling you, it's a perfect.
Yeah, because that guy's got a little Indiana in
him. Yeah, there's no doubt.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of misdemeanor solicitation of a prostitute in the Florida case.
A prostitute?
Don't they have video of him?
Oh, yeah.
I think Hockey basically pointed out, plead guilty and then say that video never sees the light of day.
He'll work out a deal.
Deadspin will get a hold of it. Bro Bible maybe wouldn't because they're such huge Tods and Patriots fans, but somebody will get a hold of it. X Videos will probably have it. That was too far.
Sick.
So yeah, there it is. Sports. Thanks, Garage Solutions.
That was a great fan five.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Normally, because it's my last one for a while, because Dad's coming back, I would have just mailed it in.
Yeah, yeah. But you've honed in on it. No, this week. I think you figured it out.
I like how you slowed down.
Yeah, me too.
Hockey made me, because yesterday I read it like I was on an eight ball of coke.
But yeah. you took the direction and you did it today.
Yeah. See, look at you. You know what happens when you're
teachable.
When you're not criticized and made fun of.
Yeah, it's like a beaten dog.
Yeah.
There are times in this room where I recoil when I say something because I'm going to get belittled.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're the only one.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Hey.
You can sell a car. I'll tell you right now.
I need to watch.
But as I've always said, Perry, can't make fun of me, but I'll make fun of everybody. I'm very fragile.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You're very, very fragile.
But, hey, I can sell a car. Abbott's going to get mad because he's going to, no one knows what you're talking about.
But it doesn't matter. It's going to become the next T-shirt. But yeah. Can you sell a car?
I don't know.
Lay's continues to make new tater chips, guys, and I love me some tater chips.
Yeah. Who calls them tater chips?
You know what I'm starting to come around to?
What?
I was going to say something horrific.
Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. You about got fired. You're not in Vegas yet.
What we talked about this morning.
We talked about so much this morning.
Yeah, but the disliking of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I've been a fan of that in a long time.
Same.
Remember what my grandpa always said?
I don't want to know.
Okay. Anyway, I'm coming around to those potato chips that are like sour as hell.
Salt and vinegar.
That's it.
I love them.
Those are good. I'm starting to come around to them.
The last like, couple months, my wife has introduced me to them. They're so good.
Man, I'll tell you.
You got to get, like, I guess it's an acquired taste or something, but once you acquire it, they're good.
I love them.
We were in Buffalo last week. It almost killed us, but there was a, you know, they bring in chips when you're in the booth to do the broadcast. Yeah. And I, of course, was the last one to grab a bag of chips, the only one left, and I was starving to death because, look, man, fading away to nothing. And, man, I was like, that's super solid.
A
refreshing taste.
I think for me, they have to be like the kettle chip.
Yeah,
like,
that's what these
like,
were.
They can't have like the absorb the vinegar like,
yeah.
like normal.
Show us how you eat chips again.
from behind, that doesn't look like you've eaten chips.
No one eats chips like they're squeezing cookie dough out.
Wow, I guess Mike and I eat chips weirdly together.
Mike!
My co-host.
Mikey?
Anyway, Lay's has announced they're releasing three new potato chip flavors, and they say they're inspired by types of music.
So are these the ones that they do each year where people suggest them?
I'm not sure.
So,
Is
emo music going to be the best tasting one because you just want to sit around and be depressed and eat chips?
Oh, because that's going to taste like sweat.
No.
Cigarette ash.
I think, ooh.
We've obviously never listened to
that. What?
Sweat and cigarette ash.
Sweat and cigarette.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You ever been to an emo concert?
No, but I dated a girl like that.
Dated?
Yeah.
Banged outside of a bar.
How dare you? Wavy electric lime and sea salt.
Oh, for Electric Avenue. Great point.
Great.
So do they tell you what?
Or the electric
for pop
slide.
Music.
Great point.
Or that's awesome. Awesome.
Electric Wavy slide. Electric lime. And sea salt is pop music.
That's just a lot going on.
I can see lime and sea salt working, though.
That's lime chips are the worst thing on the planet.
So here's the deal. The ones at Chipotle are good.
No.
The ones you buy in the bags are not good.
I like the
Lay's
lime ones.
They're too limey.
The lime, like Tostitos, are horrible. Yeah. I'd rather eat prison food.
Chipotle
could
modern.
Chipotle could be the best that could put me in prison.
So the modern rap music one is just going to have no flavor, right?
Gin and juice.
Ooh.
Dude, that's classic rap.
Talk some sense into these guys.
Chips in so long, but I know with my 11-year-old absolutely loves like pickle chips, ketchup chips, salt and vinegar.
The ketchup
she loves
chips
all
good.
That.
That's
no.
a Canadian thing.
Ketchup and chips were good.
My son is just plain old original. He can't stand any of the flavor.
Well, he's gonna. Tell me if he's gonna Lays. Like this.
Is
tell
Corey me. His dad?
Tell me if he's gonna like this. Inspired by hip hop, Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle.
Yes.
Wow, yeah, that's an interesting.
Yum.
Ooh.
I finally, I love Flamin' Hot anything. I did try the Flamin' Hot meat Duly sauce. Noted. Is my favorite flavor.
Playboy.
I tried the Doritos. I didn't do the Doritos.
Yeah, yeah.
I would, though. That's how good they are.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. Phenomenal.
I did them, too. They're unbelievable.
Makes the bald spot on the back of my head kind of sweat.
No kidding.
Yep.
Did you get a free Starbucks coupon? After you ate them, if you know what I mean?
No, because the water pressure in my house is elite.
Yeah.
And finally, kettle cooked classic beer cheese.
Oh, that sounds good.
Inspired beer by cheese classic music. Rock.
Oh,
by rock.
Oh yeah.
Beer cheese.
Wales.
Never had had it ever until I moved up here. I really think that might
it's
be a
Wisconsin thing. Influence.
It's just it might eating be. Dip is all you're doing.
I'm
but
sorry?
It's cheese dip. Enunciate.
Dip.
Oh, okay. To say because I've had it a lot, and that changes everything. All right.
We found a new food choreo.
Ooh, how dare you?
Paul, you're an Eddington's guy, right?
Used to be. One time, this will be no shock to Parrish.
Eddington.
Scene Bear ate every soup they had.
Yeah.
What is
every, it's just
it's
soup
like a
and breadsticks.
Yeah, and you
Scene
can get
Bear,
a bottomless bowl of soup.
Ooh,
yeah, Scene Bear had every one.
So good.
It's good for him.
Does it still exist?
And breadsticks.
There used to be a lot of them. Yeah. I think there's maybe only one of them, but you can get you can order it from like the warehouse downtown.
I don't. Yeah,
go pick up like
I
a vat
the,
of it.
I think the one in Minnetonka area is gone. But yeah.
I think there's one in Roseville.
Oh,
maybe?
It's so good.
It's so
yeah,
good.
The breadsticks are phenomenal.
They
it's
have a beer cheese soup. That's what reminded me of it, Chris.
Hmm.
So good.
You know what they're talking about, Parrish?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one
yeah,
off
seen buried at all
100 had like a drive-thru.
It's
you
like
could
a
go
nine
through.
Like
a drive-thru.
Trust us. If there's a restaurant that all you can eat bottomless bowl of anything, yeah,
it's
Paul
delicious.
And I know about it.
It's delicious. They have good sandwiches, too.
When I was a kid, you know what we had? And I think they still have them back home. Drive through
liquor stores.
Liquor stores.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Do they have them here
well, yeah,
too?
They have.
That's
they have,
aggressive.
They have delivery,
dude. Yeah. Listen, this is not a joke. What I'm about to say is absolutely true. They would make you a to-go cup as long as there was a passenger in the car.
There are places in Minnesota.
Yes.
You say you want a smoking cup. Way northern Minnesota,
really?
And they'll
the cops
give you,
are right here, Chris.
Yeah, I know.
I don't, but
he
I'm
would
not
never
saying
do that.
I'm not saying
he
I
would
do
never
it.
Do it. No. In fact, we're again it.
And I, yeah.
Hey, did we talk about Guy Fieri's chicken fingers yet? Based off of essentially, especially based off of Paul's chicken wing analogy last week.
No,
which is
so.
You know, how many people have told me that's spot on.
Well, the
maybe
theory
one?
Is spot on. It just has to be presented properly.
Well, I don't care about the
theory. The first time it didn't go very well.
Yeah,
so he's.
I work with a bunch of bullies.
Yesterday news broke and when it went crazy that he's launching nationwide a new chicken finger, chicken strip restaurant.
Ooh, nice.
The fingers of Flavortown.
I forget what it's called. Anyways,
Magic
I've seen that film.
One of their claims or their ploys, whatever you want to call it, is that there's going to be like 21 different dipping sauces. And the first thing I thought of was your analogy, Paul.
Yeah.
That if there's 21 different dipping sauces, the chicken fingers aren't very good.
Correct.
Because you're focusing more on what you dip it in,
right?
Rather than the chicken fingers,
right?
Not necessarily.
Like here's another. Here's
I gotta disagree.
Example. Here's a better example. What do you put on a great steak, Mark Parrish?
Nothing.
Correct.
Not a damn.
See,
that's hold
steak,
on though.
Ketchup.
Steak.
It's called
steak.
Chicken Guy.
Steak has so much flavor
yes.
on its own.
You don't
though.
Put
chicken
anything
fingers
on it.
Is
right.
It's chicken.
But if you cook a good chicken breast on the grill, like it can be very, very good.
It can, but you have to season it.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Yes.
You know what they say.
What?
If it tastes like chicken.
Careful. We're already in a bunch
I love
of
you.
Trouble.
All right, that was off
are
the
you
air.
Are you leaving?
Are we sure?
Yep, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
love
47.
You.
Have fun in Vegas.
I love you guys.
I'll see you in 24
Chris,
hours.
Yes.
Go into Planet Hollywood's High Roller Room.
Mm-hmm.
There's a circle of high rollers, right?
Yep.
There is a Zeus machine.
Stand in the middle of them?
Yes. There's a Zeus machine. Right beside the Zeus machine, there is a, I forget what the machine is. That I won a lot of money on those high roller rooms right there. There's a circle right there in the high roller room. Trust me, you'll see it. Play those slots.
We're landing
Max
at about
bet.
A .4 tonight, so we
that's
should
what I'm
be good.
Saying, baby.
Yeah. Love you guys again.
I love
if you need
Chris.
A speaker, johnmcreasel.com. I have plenty of dates available. Love you guys.
Love you, brother.
Peace out.
Peace out. There goes John Creasel. Mark Parrish is here. He's going to tell us more about what has gone on with the Minnesota Wild and how they're going to continue into the playoffs. But next, Tommy's Takes.
That's right.
As T.O. is here. Carly Zucker, if she's not already here, will be here momentarily because she is hosting the initials game today. And our new friend, Alicia Lewis from Care 11, is coming in as well to play the initial game. So much to get to on the Power Trip on the Fan.
Hey, it's Paul Allen with big news from Renters Warehouse. They've acquired one of America's leading online real estate investment marketplaces and now have become the nation's leading real estate investment services company. What does that mean to you? Well, it means Renters Warehouse is now your one-stop shop to research, buy, lease, manage, and sell single-family rental properties. Seriously, it's like you have stocks and bonds, except they're rental homes. Whether you're looking at 20 properties or just one, Renters Warehouse gives you the tools you need. Find great properties, great tenants, collect the rent, manage the maintenance, view stock-like analytics, and track your portfolio. With Renters Warehouse, you can do it easily from the comfort of your own home. Shoot, you can even do it from your phone. And your properties do not have to be local. They can be anywhere in the country. When it comes to unlocking the investment power of rental homes, Renters Warehouse is leveling the playing field. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com, renterswarehouse.com, Renters Warehouse. List, rent, manage, all under one roof.
KFAN, total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. It remains pretty quiet. We have no accidents at the moment and pretty light delays. On 35W, it's slow northbound from Highway 13 to Cliff, then from 46th up to 42nd. Westbound 94, slow from Johnson Parkway to Highway 52. Westbound 494, slow between Nicolet and 35W. That's traffic on the fan, sponsored by Cub. Want to save more at your neighborhood Cub? Get your Cub coupon book filled with money-saving coupons. Get instant savings on tons of items your whole family will love. See in-store flyer or the Cub app for details. Price is good through March 6th.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, yes, I realize...
What a shredder!
I knew
I love this song!
He didn't hurry up and get his headphones on. My God.
This is the song I sit in my car before I come into the show.
Yeah.
And I listen to this song.
No kidding.
Get my mind right. I have like 5 songs I have to listen to get my mind right for the show.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And this is God's Plan by Drake. And I played it for you and I got lucky because there's a bunch of Drake songs I didn't realize. I had no idea.
I love this song.
Well, this gets us in the perfect place because even though it's Friday and not Thursday, like it seems like it should be, T.O. is here. And Mark Parrish, you're going to witness for the first time in person Tommy's Takes. Right
Can you
now.
Turn it up really quick?
I'm excited.
There's the best part. You guys will love it. It's a great line. Paul, I'm telling you, you'll even like this line coming up. It's the best line of the whole song. Okay, it's the bridge, I guess you can call it this song.
Sure, okay.
Bridges are the best.
The bridges are the best.
All right, right here, ready?
Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish.
About 30 seconds.
It's in 30 seconds or last 30 seconds?
It's in 30 seconds. It's what he says. Just listen.
Okay. He wishes.
He's wishing. Great lyrics. Jimmy Cricket.
Right here.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
this show sucks.
Okay, hold on. So, can you explain to me what he just said?
He said, she said, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
I can see why you love that.
This is like, I sing this for karaoke, this song. That's how much I love this song.
That's going to happen in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That's definitely going to happen in Vegas. I cannot wait.
I absolutely love this song.
I'm so glad you do. Oh, it makes me happy that it makes you happy. Oh, Carly's here. Carly's here.
Change gears awfully quick there, right?
Wow.
That's down boy.
Wow.
That's like Rosie.
Did you see that? Wow. I love you, T.O. Yeah. And you've already given so much of yourself to this segment.
Yeah.
Can you give us more?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
So Corey's doing the Masters bet.
Yes.
For golf.
Yes, that's right.
And I want to pick two golfers, but I'll wait till next week when he's back.
Who would you take?
Good idea. I'm taking Dustin Johnson and I'm taking Tiger.
Duly noted. You're taking Tiger. Really?
Yeah.
I that's the first Tiger one right
and
there.
And again, one of his two guys has to win a major or he owes Corey $100.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking one of those two. Okay, good. Duly noted. We'll make sure Corey knows that. We'll talk to him about it next week.
I have a lot of questionable ones that I don't know if I can say.
Okay, well, maybe not then.
Who cares?
No, I do.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Who, me?
Oh, Sauce, last week you were saying you love just like your new saying is, yeah, I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah.
I say it all the time, too.
Thanks.
Oh, we're talking about if we were all like on an island and we were like and we had to eat each other. And
we were?
No, I was on Monday. I said cannibalism on Monday. I wrote it down.
What?
And Paul said he would taste the best. I have a feeling my love handles would taste really good. Because they're fatty and you could grill them well.
Unless there were any elephants on the island, right, Tommy?
Yes. I'm telling you.
No, I you know what?
I said
wasn't
it
here
tastes
Monday.
Like a ribeye. That's
I,
what
I wasn't here Monday, so I missed
oh,
that.
That's right. That's right. Jeffrey okay. Dahmer would have loved you.
Interesting. Okay.
Bullet Boys. They're so horny.
You're making good points.
Great point.
You're making good points. So horny.
He's right.
No,
right.
On it, like
I know.
I could buy it. Are they the smooth upping?
Yeah. Be careful because a very pregnant Carly will start dancing right now.
Yeah.
And I know it's true, and she does too. Is she still over there?
She's yeah. partially out the door.
Yeah, they do jam. You made a great point there.
Where? I don't even. I can't even read this.
Okay. So
I, yeah, that's. I'm telling you, I had really bad ones. I don't know why.
Interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
Oh, when you said she'd get L'd for laid.
Yep.
Brilliant.
When did that happen?
Oh, day drinking the song.
Yeah.
Shredder.
Shredder.
Love that
great
song.
Great point.
Great song.
By who?
By
Little Big Town. I
almost said Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a great song. Yeah.
Summer.
Yeah, man, this is a good song.
They all seem so...
I mean, Perry and I don't have to wait for the summer to do it.
No. Between this song and Girl Crush...
Gotta stay warm. Oh, yeah. Winter song.
They got the hits.
And what about...
Oh, yeah. It's just is summertime.
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Download that app, Hawk. Speaking of motorboat.
Yeah, I don't have a big enough boat for that motor. If you know what I mean, nothing can do.
Jana, the after party was great.
Oh,
probably the best one.
Thank you very much, dude.
I don't understand how both the Care 11 people didn't like the song Shallow.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I don't get it. I haven't even seen the movie yet, and I absolutely love it. That was their excuse.
And I think Carly agreed.
I don't really like it.
What the what?
That I've seen the movie. Cool. No one
cares. I don't understand.
Oh.
Throw it out there.
Sauce, I agree about Zach Brown.
Who's Zach Brown?
He's just you turn him over. Yeah. Just when he gets a little bit brown, yeah. You turn him over.
Oh, and you guys are talking car crashes.
What did
right?
he say about
what
Zach
say
Brown?
About Zach
what about
Brown?
Zach Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I assumed you guys all remembered what I was talking about.
No, what did you say?
That they should play Once a Summer here.
Oh, yeah.
They should play at Target Field every summer.
When this,
I'm just saying that I'm working on something.
I was
so,
a little drunk to remember this, but but this was. A great concert.
It's one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And Hot Babes love this band.
Mm. Yes. The car crash. You guys said you were talking car crashes the other day?
Yeah.
Did I tell you last year I got totaled by a semi going 70 on 94?
I sort of remember it, but tell me what happened.
Yeah, uh-huh. I was it's on 280 and they merge from the left, so really weird. And it was a snowy day, and the semi just came... Clipped me, didn't even see me. I was on their right, so they literally couldn't see me. And then I was going to merge to the right, but it was traffic. It was 9 a.m. And I spun twice, and I hit the wall. I couldn't open my car door. I just got out laughing, though. And I was, all out of it. But then I kept working all day. It was a really weird day.
That's really weird.
I drove my totaled car to, working all day.
Didn't the airbag didn't come out?
No.
What?
Yeah, probably should look
into that. Are you driving an Edsel?
No, I know, but no, I got a new car from it. I got all this
that's
money
sweet.
For it.
The best part of this segment, for those of you that are listening in your car, Parrish is lost in amazement. The guy behind Tommy can't stop laughing, and these other two are looking at the ground because I can't believe this is real.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So that's my car crash story. Dairy Queen, you said they're going out of business. Drive north. There's one in every town.
It's a small town bit, man.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen is Dairy Queen and Subway
everywhere.
Are the only restaurants that small towns have nowadays.
Yeah. Drew Carey sucks.
What?
He's
thank
awful.
You.
Why do you guys hate him
so
much?
He's just
because he's not funny.
Yeah, and
he's hideous.
Whose Line Is Anyway was
stupid.
So, yeah, right. And he's just
don't make it about you, Meat Sauce.
He thinks he's funnier than you. Anyway. And now he's skinny. I get the whole getting skinny from being fat thing.
But... Tell me when that happens. Not you.
Oh,
I meant I think that backwards. Reverse that.
Oh, I got it. I have a great joke about Gremlins.
Oh, I can't wait.
And their rules, but it might have to be off air.
It's dirty?
Well, what's the two rules about Gremlins? Jalen Myrick, he is from the University of Minnesota.
He is?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
He's still in the league?
Yeah, he's a practice squad for the Vikes.
Good for him.
Yeah, so he's still around.
Yeah, man,
still
making money. Remember we talked about him yesterday, and he ran these.
No, I knew that, but
fastest,
I didn't know
40.
If he was still in the league.
Oh, yeah,
he ran a 4.27.
Yeah,
that's the reason he at the combine. So it was official. So he got drafted because of that.
You don't like
the
song,
Jaguar?
Do you?
No, I love. I mean, it's Drake. Anything Drake, I love.
Okay.
And
God, you and my brother just so get together.
He so Jaguars took a flyer on him, 7th round, and he made the Jaguars, but then he got traded to the Vikes. Now he's on practice squad. Pretty sick. Pretty cool.
Pretty sick. Yeah.
And then Linval, how many reps did he get yesterday?
39.
So Mikey, you know Mikey?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen him rep out 225, 42, 43, 44 times. Just
wow.
The strongest guy I know.
Incredible.
Yeah.
He's not a huge dude.
No, Mikey's the most svelte guy you'll ever see.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's
like suave.
He is. And now he's like down to like 190, 195.
Suave.
Fuck,
dude. He's like got an 8-12 pack.
Oh. An 8-12 pack?
Yeah, just jacked, long story short.
I wish everybody could have seen the move you just made.
Yeah, when the song came back on. Yeah. A little shimmy.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's it. That's Tommy's Takes.
Yay!
Yeah.
Tommy's Takes on a Friday. It feels right. To
but
me.
I'm gonna I can stick around, so I'm just gonna hang out in the background.
That sounds fine. Alicia or Alicia? Alicia, right?
Alicia.
See, you guys, I told you I was right. I was getting it wrong. I was wrong the whole time.
All week long, Chris had been.
Welcome to the show.
Hockey's just making it up
as
he goes.
Coming in. I look weird because I shaved my beard.
Well, now, see, that's what happens.
I feel weird now.
When you point it out, people notice
it. I feel weird now.
They're going to look at you the same.
I know, it's weird, right? Yeah. She didn't recognize me because I look like a 14-year-old.
But I can sell cars.
All right. We'll break. We'll come back. Carly is here. Carly.
She has made
Yeah.
Are
I'm
you
here.
Ready for this?
I was just watching the one-man performance there.
Carly,
it's unbelievable.
Carly,
unbelievable.
I'm not trying to be
flip
weird,
over.
But why do you have that up?
What?
Flip that sheet over.
Oh, is that the initials?
That's not your initials.
Okay, okay, okay.
No,
good
call, don't good worry. Call, this good doesn't call. Have...
The guy to the left doesn't need any more of an advantage.
This has information I need to intro the show, intro the initials, so
gotcha,
that
gotcha,
I
gotcha,
do
gotcha,
it
gotcha,
cleanly.
Gotcha.
But it has nothing to do with the
did
actual...
Did Corey write you a note, like a script?
Nope, I did it.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Well, I listened to you guys, but I just wanted to make sure I had all this.
Look at you. You put more effort into this than I ever have.
All right.
I prepped.
Yeah, she prepped.
I did my prep. But no, that has nothing on it that would give anything away.
Good.
So no worries.
So Carly Zucker is here. She's going to run the initials game. Alicia Lewis is here. She's going to win the initials game. Mark Parrish is here. He's...
I'm hanging out.
Yeah, he's hanging out. He's like me. And you know what? I wish I smelled good. I wish when I walked into the room, I smelled good. Like Alicia, when she walked in... It smells good.
She's
in
a
here.
Pretty girl.
Tommy
smells
beardless.
Good.
I don't ever smell
past
good.
Tommy in the hallway, he smells good.
Nobody's ever said the following words to me. You smell good.
At least they don't say you smell bad.
Often people have.
Try harder.
I think I smell good.
Shower.
Yeah. I smell great.
I'll try to shower.
Showers will do wonders.
Wash your bag.
I don't know if you guys know this. I'm a never nude. I don't. All right, we'll break. We'll come right back. We get a cast of thousands. It's the Power Trip on the Fan. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 7:43. Corey's gone. Dad's gone.
He's dead.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, we haven't heard from him, technically. He will be back on Monday. And Sasha will be in Vegas, drying out, probably.
I'm sure Corey's going to be glowing with a nice tan.
Oh, sure, yeah. He's,
yeah, you know, right? He comes back whiter from these vacations.
So we have a cast of literally thousands in here today, and I love it. It's my favorite kind of show. AJ's
thanks for playing that song,
here.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, this is for you, baby.
I love it.
Carly Zucker's here because she's running the initials game today.
I'm in charge.
She is. Mark Parrish is here because it's Friday, and Mark is here.
And I got to, you know, show up for initials.
Yeah, man. Yeah, today, I think we got a chance today. I really do.
You haven't won this year, so today will probably work.
Mean sauce.
Yeah, why are you being so mean?
Because...
I told you look good without a beard.
I'm now resorting to wearing sweatpants.
With you. And ladies and gentlemen, from Care 11, Alicia Lewis.
What's happening?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I know you had to rush over. The show just ended at 7.
I literally, you know, got me out of doing extra work, actually.
That's always a positive.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
That's the best.
Yeah. We're going to find out about a very special thing with Carly and Jason real quick, and then we're going to get to know you a little bit. We normally do Vikings news right now, but I'm busy. Carly?
You want me to go? Okay. Yeah.
Please, so, I love this hat.
I'll be
thank
quick
you.
Because Alicia, it's Alicia's day. But so on Sunday, we are launching this 16 hats with Unreal, the company, for Give 16. And so Jason, it was Jason's idea. He's co-designing 16 hats with Unreal. And every game day for the rest of the regular season, there will be a release of one of these custom hats. And so, and you can only get them for, it'll be 48, 72 hours. So it's like, buy them now, then we'll release the next one. Buy that one now. And proceeds will support the U of M Masonic Children's Hospital.
That's
and give 16.
Sweet.
So,
that's cool.
Awesome. Yeah, so it'll be a fun campaign. Jason's really excited about it because he got to co-design them, and obviously with the proceeds going back, it means a lot to us. So
where can you buy them?
Great looking hats.
So we will. It'll all be done through a social media campaign. Okay. So follow us. Instagram will have a lot of it. Jason_Zucker16 and then Carly.Zucker. On Instagram and Twitter as well, Facebook. So just try to find us on social media if you don't follow us, and we'll be posting links and all the hats, and it'll be a really, really fun campaign.
And I'm sure we'll, you know, if you follow us on
for
the
sure, yeah,
we'll
hopefully,
too.
Yeah. We will.
Jason's a hat guy too, so these are sweet looking hats.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows.
He saw your hat that one time, like ordered a ton of them.
The Brandon Bills hat. Yeah.
Question.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a Calgary Flames one?
Okay, that's it. Get him out. Get him out
soon.
How dare you?
You and I are the only one. I think it's hilarious. I think it's hysterical.
Yeah,
we'll create a specialty hat for him.
Make fun of John's legs, so your husband being traded is on the table.
Hilarious. Yeah. Goodbye, babe.
Rosie.
Well, time for me to get a second husband. Boyfriend. A boyfriend.
Rosie. Yeah, you don't want to get
Rosie
married.
Just
I want a boyfriend.
Rappelled down the building.
So thank you guys so much. We hope everybody will support. The hats will be around $25, $30. So, hopefully it's a great gift idea, I think.
Yeah.
Great way to support. So, yay, Alicia.
Yay.
There we go.
You
That's
guys
it.
Have such great
That's
stuff.
It.
You and Jason both.
Hey, we truly enjoy doing it. And I think we have been given a huge opportunity to reach people. So we're trying to take advantage of that before he goes to Calgary.
Yeah. Well, you can help folks in Canada.
Yeah.
Mark.
What does my hat say again? What it says?
Yours says shoot more. And so that will be released a little later on. Mm-hmm. That will be, I think, one of the fourth or fifth hats. But that one is based off of Tucker Hellstrom, who everybody's heard that story from us a million times, but he was the young boy who passed away, and one of the pieces of advice he gave to Jason before he passed away was that Jason has to shoot more.
Yeah.
And so we made a hat dedicated to him, and so it's a shoot
Can
more.
You tell me why Jason has never listened
right?
to that advice?
Wow. He's starting to.
Yeah, no, he's not here, he's so I can hear.
Just tell him every week you got to tell him he's going to be traded, and then he'll pick
and
it
that's
up.
That's it.
I would never say that to his face. Yeah, are you insane? Right.
Well, so, it's a wonderful thing, and everybody follow and everybody buy these hats. They're sweet hats anyway, and of course.
Thank you to Unreal. Thank you to Dave Puente, because they are really offering all of their time, resources to help us kick this off, so thank you.
Perfect. Alicia, why haven't you ever done anything for charity?
Yeah, right. She does a huge campaign.
Yeah, no, I nothing. Yeah. Nothing at all. What,
hey, now.
We actually don't know. Tell us about you. First of all, where are you from?
Well, that's kind of an interesting question, because I grew up in Stacy, Minnesota, but I moved to Scani land, Scani territory, when I was in middle school, high school age, Osceola, Wisconsin. So I say Stacy, Minnesota, and Osceola, Wisconsin.
Osceola, Wisconsin, right.
Because my cheese curd family over there, they have to get some props, too. But
Understood.
Then I moved back to Minnesota for college, went to St. Cloud State.
Go Huskies!
Woot-woot! I got my broadcast journalism degree there. And then, from there, just kicked off my career.
Well, I think it's interesting that we have not one, not two, but three St. Cloud State alums in the room.
Go Huskies, that's
Is that right.
right?
Yeah, you went there too, didn't you, Carly, right?
Tommy Olsen.
What?
You didn't go there?
No, I grew up.
She went to Gustavus.
I went to Gustavus Adolphus College,
I thought
friend.
You went there for a while, too.
And I just said Tommy Olsen
no.
there. What an idiot I am.
Yeah, Tommy went there.
Yeah. What an idiot.
Yeah, thank you for taking that
Tommy
bullet for me. Thank you for making it look
football.
No,
look
I am. I went to St. Cloud for high school because I grew up in St. Cloud. Go Tigers! But
oh, okay.
That's it.
And you spent some time on campus, right?
She partied.
I did.
She partied.
That's right.
Yeah, just don't ask people that went there around the same time I went to Gustavus.
Because
when
remember.
I came back, nobody
remembers.
Understood.
I worked at the red carpet for a time.
That's
it. That is it. Yeah,
the teeny lounge.
What's the red carpet?
That's
over.
The boom greatest boom bar.
I worked in all the rooms.
Look at
Yeah, the red carpet.
Well, Tommy
incredible.
Knows the red carpet. Look at Tommy back there.
Most people don't remember the red carpet.
It's still
there, baby.
No, I'm saying they just don't, remember going to the red carpet.
The carpet's not red anymore there. It's like a mix of puke and
it's
nasty.
Perfect.
Bodily
fluid.
It's absolutely perfect is what it is. I love it.
It's got a unique scent to it.
Why choose to do television news?
You know what? Actually, this is funny. Sorry, I went there for meteorology, and I changed my major like the first day.
Really?
Because Math, you know what? It was. I thought I was decent at it. It wasn't my strong suit.
But you have to do math to do weather?
Apparently. You got to do physics.
Yeah,
you
right.
have to be a scientist.
Wow. Yeah.
You have to take like the hardest level of physics. And I liked that stuff, but I didn't love that stuff.
I took the same science class 3 times in high school.
Which one?
It's about to be 4, by the way. He's going back. He's still trying to graduate.
He's a super senior.
Physics? Yeah, but, yeah. Almost.
Right.
Almost.
Close.
But you showed up.
Yeah. I showed up. You're correct.
So, yeah, I switched over to journalism. And then I fell in love with it, storytelling. And then when I actually got into the industry, I really figured out how much, you know, I enjoyed sharing stories of nonprofits. You get to be involved in the community. You get to give back. So, I don't know. That's why I loved it so much.
Well, look at her. She's smart and gorgeous. You don't want to put her behind a mic. You guys deserve to be behind
a mic. So true. We do. Yeah. That's so true.
All of us deserve to be on the other, like, how not in the you. TV.
I always was told I had a good radio voice. It's like a deep,
you have a great,
manly.
Yeah.
It's a very, I don't know. You know what? I like what? It. I'm just going to say
it's
that.
It's soothing. Like, you can read books. She could read books.
Yeah, you should do books on tape.
Yeah.
Books on tape.
Or phone calls.
Phone calls.
That's my side hustle.
Is it? Really? Good.
Hockey used to call those when he was a kid.
Right. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Thank you. Maybe. Married, single?
I'm engaged.
Oh, I thought you were already married. I keep calling him your husband.
Well, I mean...
Oh, no, sorry.
No, what? He's Canadian, so there might be paperwork already signed, but the ceremony is...
Aha! Gotcha.
Oh.
The ceremony's this June in Mexico.
Ooh.
Where in Canada? Yeah. Calgary?
Are any of us invited? Are we all invited?
Come, crash the wedding.
That would
oh
be
my
fun.
Gosh.
That would be fun.
He's from Quebec. He's Frenchy.
Ooh.
He's one of those guys.
What do we think of that, Mark?
I wouldn't be able to understand anything he said.
Did you play for the Nordiques?
I didn't. I wish I did.
That's a sweet uniform.
Yes, it is. That's a great town, too.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
Patrick Waugh?
I do.
Is it true that your husband played hockey?
Yeah, he played at St. Cloud State. That's where we met. We've been together for almost 10 years, which is crazy. And then he went and played for various teams. I think he played the Iowa Wild with Jason when he was there for a little stint of a time.
Hmm. Probably. I mean,
crazy.
Probably.
I think he did. He was only there for a few months. And then he played in Scotland.
You are completely confusing the great Mark Parrish behind me. Who is your husband?
His name is Nicholas Rieu.
Yeah.
He's going to like totally look up his stats now. It's like the hot thing to do, right?
I did cover St. Cloud for a few years and sort of followed my alma mater as well. So, I absolutely know who he is.
Good-looking guy, right?
Yeah.
He's sexiest listening right now.
Alum behind the Parrish brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So he played in Scotland?
He played in Scotland in Kirkcaldy, Scotland.
Oh, good day. Good day.
That's awesome. But. What?
Good day. No.
But. Yeah, well.
Tommy Lee.
Speaking of mispronunciations, you guys, when you were calling him Joel,
it's Jewel.
I had no idea.
And Jewel they don't pronounce their J's like that from Sweden.
What do they say?
It's like a Huel.
How do you say skull?
I can't. I get whiplash.
And Jonas Brodin is like Honus. Honus.
My name is Honus.
And they emphasize the second syllable. So if you talk to Miko, it's Miko. It's like very harsh second.
Can't talk to him anymore.
Can we do the more you know, like shooting star behind Carly? Right
now? Seriously.
And if you talk to Jason, you got to call long distance.
Not yet.
Oh
God!
I got to get one of those international players.
Yeah, you do.
Calling card.
Yeah, right.
This is brutal, Carly.
No, this is normal.
This is
brutal.
She's usually leading the charge.
Yeah, you should see when the Grinch sits.
He's not even here today.
Even on the planet.
Yeah,
I feel like everybody's being really nice today.
Yeah,
I know.
Hockey shame. Because he knew he was coming to a safe work environment.
Yeah, no, I shaved because I wanted to scare people, I guess. I don't know, I look terrible.
But you can sell a car.
Did you listen to the new Weezer album yet?
I did.
What do you think?
It's not good.
I don't like it either.
No, it's not good.
This is their only good album.
That's not true, but the new one is not.
They did do something that was kind of cool. I read this morning that they teamed up with Fortnite, and they created like an area in the video game on the island where people are battling. Where there's a Weezer concert going on.
Oh, really?
And before the album was released, it was streaming their new album. So you could kind of hang out there.
Huh.
And let's do it. So they're getting smart about their marketing, but maybe they have to because the music's not so good.
Yeah. All right. Alicia Lewis of Care 11
Weezer?
Fame.
I liked classic Weezer.
Correct.
And their covers of like 80s hits are fun. They were on Jimmy Fallon and they did
The
Buck Cherry.
The group singing.
It was good.
What's it called? The barbershop quartet.
Yeah,
band.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, she asked the more important question.
Yeah, do you like Buckcherry?
Do you like Buckcherry?
Yeah, sure.
You don't
know. She has no idea who that is. You can say no.
No. The room is very split on this, very dramatically split.
I'd rather have Corey here.
Well, he's not here.
I don't know if I believe that.
Not
no, you guys are kind to me.
Yeah, we try to be.
At least
we try
to be. City here.
You make it hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not easy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
We're off the rails.
So Alicia Lewis is here from Care 11, and Carly Zucker's here, and she's about to make her big debut running the initials game. AJ Monser, the great Mark Parrish, and the above average meets us, Paul Lambert. My name is Chris Hockey. We'll break. We'll come right back. We'll talk to Mr. Z quickly, only just for a moment, because the only movie coming out this weekend basically is the final Madea movie. And soon, ladies and gentlemen, yes, soon, we will play the initials game. Hey, AJ, real quick, before you take your headphones off, can you tell people to make sure that they go in and register and do all that stuff?
For the Power Trip initials contest?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Hop online, get on Twitter, use the hashtag Power Trip, and tell us who you think is going to win. We've stripped out the difficult part of picking the number of points that they're going to get. So all you have to do is use the hashtag Power Trip. Tell us which of the contestants is going to win. It's Alicia Lewis, meets us Paul Lambert, AJ Monser, Mark Parrish, and Chris Hockey this week. And then you're going to be eligible, if you get that correct, to win the $100 Visa gift card and soda from Mountain Dew.
Perfect. Thank you, AJ. And thank you, Radko, for bringing us Vikings news every day on the Power Trip Morning Show. Love you, Radko. I did it all for free. I did it all to fill the hole inside of me. Good morning, everybody. Kurt Bakken's Enough's Enough on the Power Trip Morning Show.
Who agreed to this?
I don't.
You encouraged it.
And not only that, I don't think I have to clear with anybody. I have to clear my purchases with you guys, but I don't think I've had to clear my musical choices.
Well, you owe me $10.
Oh, my God. Are those Mountain Dews up for grabs over there?
Yes, these are the Mountain Dew game fuels for our initials game. Which one do you want?
Would you grab me a Mountain Dew? I'm sorry.
There's
thank you.
Charged Tropical Strike.
I want the blue one. I haven't had the
blue
one before.
Charged Berry Blast.
Yeah. Hey, Saucy, can you reach your phone over there?
Yeah, I can do it right
it's,
here.
It's Mountain Dew game fuel.
That's the sponsor for
it. It increases alertness, accuracy.
And I need that.
Accuracy.
And it's important for the initials game.
You need that. All right.
Yep.
Am I going to shotgun it?
Do you like cherry? Do you like Mountain Dew? Or do you like Tropical
Shake
Strike?
It. Pop a hole in it.
Whoa.
Pop the top.
Whoa, you are from St. Cloud.
Crush that.
Oh.
All right, I like this. That's good stuff. I like the blue one. This is good.
The blue one's good. The red one's good. Yep. They're all good.
They're all good.
Sip it out, just to taste it?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick, we're going to talk to Mr. Z. But there's not much to talk about movie-wise this week, so it's going to be a quick one. So could you punch him up for me there, Sweet Pea?
Yeah, hold on.
Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
Is the Madea movie, the final chapter, is it going to win the Oscar?
It's probably, I was going to make a Bohemian Rhapsody shot, but I'll leave that alone.
Okay.
yes, Tyler Perry was with Lionsgate for a lot of years. His contract with Paramount starts now, and so he's leaving Lionsgate, and this is the final Madea film.
Wow.
And if you, there's really no reason in reviewing it because if you like the Madea films, then you got to go see it. And if you don't care for them, why would you go see it?
Hockey loves them.
Rock me, Amadeus.
It's the end of the era.
Great point.
Yeah, you're thinking of Amadeus, yeah.
Yep. No, good.
How well do these movies do, usually?
Considering the cost of just a couple million dollars to make, they do a ton of profit.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Cool.
How to train your dragon will win?
You know what? I didn't even do my box of predictions on Madea because
why the hell are you here?
Localized, so.
Yeah, right.
Sure. Let's go with that. Let's go with dragon being Madea is probably going to be in the 20s, so 15 to 20. So yeah, dragon will win this week. Next week is Captain Marvel. That's obviously what everyone's waiting
Have
for.
Have you seen it?
Kicks off. I can't talk about it. We can talk about it next week.
I'll give you this.
It starts out a little slow, but it's a popcorn film. You know, it's a movie that people who take their comic book movies super seriously. I don't, so I don't really get that. But otherwise, I liked it.
Will Hawk cry?
I don't think so.
Give me a chance.
What does a popcorn film mean?
A popcorn film for me is when you have to, sometimes you start watching a movie and you realize, okay, this isn't a big thinking film. Just kick back and enjoy the graphics and the humor.
My kind of movie.
Just enjoy the movie and not try to overthink it.
Gotcha.
Well, That's perfect. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you about that next week.
Sounds good. Go Huskies.
Go Huskies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he's a Husky, okay, too.
That's right. By Huskies.
And Tommy.
I think Brie Larson's just adorable.
What?
Brie Larson. That's the girl who's playing the...
hockey. There's a movie coming out this weekend, and we'll leave it alone, because Abbott already yelled at me.
Good. You had it coming.
There's a movie called Climax.
I've never seen that.
On the other end.
Either way.
Well, then you've been lying to me for years.
Hoping there's a sequel to that one.
Yeah.
I hope.
I have multiple. Yes. Okay, we're gonna turn left now and go down this road. Carly Zucker?
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. What's up?
Alicia Lewis?
Hello.
Carol Levin? Sunrise, right? Carol, is that how we go with it?
What that's do we do? What we're doing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. And how do you feel about your prospects for the initials game?
Yeah. Well, I did some research, and I've been practicing by watching your videos.
Oh, is that
I
right?
I sound like a loser now.
Wow. Okay.
I had to see what I was getting myself into.
Sure.
The Why Is It a Police are here because I saw Meat Sauce. He throws his headphones occasionally.
He does.
Here's the thing. When I used to be good at it, when I was in the lead, I cared. Now I don't really care.
Oh,
yeah. Fun. We're trying to make initials fun again.
This will be on my tombstone. If I'm not having fun, no one's having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think children say that as well.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm really I won't.
I won't.
Sounds great.
Sounds like a blast.
But you are in my spot.
You will have to move. So it'll be a big shot.
I don't care how pretty you are.
Because I'll be where Paul is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's Paul's seat.
I'm serious.
So you have to sit there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it warms it up.
Yeah, I have to sit there. That
who
chair loves it
because dead.
Maybe you two should switch seats and see if that helps.
Right.
Remember in the after party
maybe AJ and I'll give you the first six and see if you can win.
Yeah, I remember we made you stand for the whole thing.
Yep. We did an after party, and the three gentlemen in the room were sitting very comfortably in a seat, and I stood for the whole time.
Was Rosie there?
All of them.
I was there.
No, you weren't. You were not there.
I would have let you sit.
AJ,
I was not there.
I don't know.
No, AJ would have let you sit.
I was definitely there, and I was tired.
No, it was Mark Rosen. That makes sense.
Yes, okay. That makes sense.
I'm just teasing, though. They would have totally. I
definitely wouldn't have. I was tired.
They saw the fact that I was gaining a lot of weight, and they were like, "Okay, she should stand and do some squats."
The chair screamed when you walked in.
Oh my God.
Nobody said that.
The chair just fell apart when I walked in.
But for your case, they have very strong chairs in Calgary.
Do you want to know quickly? Oh my God! I'm sorry. What Jason said to me when we went whale watching
Cabo?
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear this.
It was so great. So we're getting on the boat, and I go, oh, "I'm going to be so bummed if Sophie doesn't, see a whale while we go out there."
He did not.
He goes. Well, at least we have you.
Oh my God!
Because this was like last month. So I was
big
cojones.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Say that though when you look like
it. It was really funny.
Oh.
I think you're not like an emotional pregnant woman.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get traded at that point, so he didn't. He was about to start his new life.
I would have just jumped in the water for Sophia and splashed her.
Oh, did you guys see whales?
We did. Yeah, baby whales.
Oh,
yeah. They're sweet. I've seen them.
Cool. Yeah, whales are cool. We're about the same size. So.
Same.
Alicia, can I ask you an uncomfortable question?
Sure, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I love those.
Good. Well, here's the thing. I'm an old man, and I don't have a beard, so I look weird today. And,
I feel
very uncomfortable by that.
Why'd you shave it?
Yeah.
Because it itched. Sometimes my beard itches, and
get crab shampoo.
I couldn't take it anymore. I didn't, so I had to shave. And by the way, talk to your dad about taking better care of himself.
How old is he?
69. He is, right? Is that
Alicia,
not true?
My dad and Chris Hockey have a relationship.
A special one.
Yeah.
I would call it.
And they went to school together?
Yeah, he could sell a car.
And your husband could beat me up. So I'm trying not to be weird. Okay? So I'm going to be honest.
I'm glad you're on that side of the glass right now. I don't know what you're about to say.
That's never stopped him.
All right. Bring it on. I'm ready.
The glasses, are they prescription?
Yes, I have my contacts in. I had to ask you about that. I had like 10 tweets from people telling me to wear them, which made me not want to.
It's Hawk's thing.
You like glasses.
Me?
You're in like the librarian situation.
Yeah, it's Hawk's thing. He's really into that.
I do like glasses on a lady.
The specs. Well,
yeah, I do.
See, I wear them on days where I like don't want to touch my eyeball because I get up at 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Of course she does.
Yeah.
She has to look good, not like us.
Yes, it's not good, but it's for a good. I like what I do.
By 4:30.
It's worth it. No, it's pretty. It's early, so yeah, that's why I wear the specs. I give up some mornings.
So, I don't want you to think that I don't respect you as a newswoman, but I like the glasses a lot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to move on now.
You guys have made it. None of us are commenting.
Do you want me to do sports quickly?
Uncomfortable.
I thought that was going to be way worse. Uncomfortable?
Thank you.
We made you uncomfortable.
We made it.
Yes, you did, Mark.
HR is on their way down here.
Yes.
For Alicia.
We don't have that.
To be honest, I thought it was going to be a weirder question.
Well, thank you. That wasn't that bad. I'm not that bad.
That was as difficult or as long as he's ever taken to ask a question like that.
I was feeling weird about it.
Yeah.
But luckily, it wasn't weird.
Yeah, you need your beard back. It gives you super. Super confidence.
Well, your dad's not here.
Good point. No, that would be Kim. But you, when you had your beard,
I had confidence,
and Rena was here.
Yeah,
you were laying on the charm.
Yeah, I was laying on the charm.
Now you're like scared and timid.
It's like it's like my cape's gone. It's like my
Samson cut his
Samson
hair.
Samson cut my hair.
Who?
Samson cut his hair.
Yeah, Samson came over and
from
cut my
Friday?
Hair. No, my neighbor, Samson Johnson.
Samson Johnson.
SJ,
Scandinavian guy.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Thanks.
Quick fan five, because we got to play the initials game.
Wolves lose again, 122-115. They lost to the Pacers. Andrew Wiggins is terrible. He can't make a free throw when it counts. Towns continues to dominate. He had 42 points and 17 rebounds. The Wolves take on the Wizards on Sunday. They lost.
Okay.
The Gopher men's basketball team won 62-50 over Northwestern.
Jesus.
Amari Coffey had 31 points. They are off until Tuesday when they take on the 14th-ranked Boilermakers at the Barn. The Twins lost yesterday 1-0.
No.
Correct. Bryce Harper signed a 13-year, $330 million deal with the Phillies. It includes a no... Hallelujah. Why, are you a Phillies fan?
That was Bryce.
Yeah. It includes a no-trade clause.
Okay.
Jason Witten is retiring from Monday Night Football to unretire from the NFL. He signed a one-year deal with the Cowboys for $3.5 million. It could go all the way up to $5 million if he hits some incentives.
You lose!
No, he won.
Yeah. Yeah!
And the viewers of Monday Night Football won as well.
Yeah!
Thanks, Gary. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has pleaded not guilty to two counts of misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution in the Florida case.
Somebody please get this man a gun.
Jesus. Whoa.
Impressive.
The Wild are off until tomorrow.
Took a weird turn.
The Wild are off until tomorrow when they take on Jason Zucker's future team, the Calgary Flames. The game is at 9 and can be heard on this station.
I'm going to be in trouble with him. Hey, Alicia.
That's it. I got to switch seats on with you.
Karate Kid, up or down, yes or no? What do you think?
Up. Wax on, wax off for days.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Back to the Future.
Jeez. Up.
Yeah.
The first one or the second one or the third one?
Ooh.
All three.
Yeah, Marty.
What's your favorite one, though?
BT2F squared.
First. I like the first
it's
one.
It's BT squared F2, the second one.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in so long.
Yeah. Well, you
sorry.
I'm
sorry.
That's all right. That's why you have to give up your seat.
Okay, are we switch it? Are we do it?
We're doing
are
it right we? Now. We're going to play some crew.
And then are we gonna... breaking before this?
Yeah, we're breaking right now. Okay. Yeah, we're breaking right now. It's okay. I know. It's okay.
I just like need a breather,
listen,
okay?
I know. You're okay. You're okay.
You want me to do it?
No. This is my day.
Yeah.
Well, I take a lot of credit for other people's work.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be nervous.
I'm more nervous playing the game than doing this.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous, too. Yeah. Mark, are you nervous?
No.
No, he's not nervous at all.
No, Perry doesn't get nervous. No. He played in the NHL for 78 teams.
Oh, I've seen him nervous.
That's true. I've gotten very nervous at certain times.
Howard, your morning show at 8:14. We play the initials game on March 1st, right after this. Carly Zucker in the big chair.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Well, you're tuned in. It is Friday. It's March 1st. Mark Parrish is here.
Good guys.
AJ Monsur is here.
Hi.
Meets us. Paul Lambert is here.
Hi, babe.
In the big chair is Carly Zucker.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm
Carly.
In charge of the buttons.
You're in charge of everything, ma'am.
This is my first time running the button, so can we all just, like, everybody listening, just cut me some slack?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Test it out. Give it a roll.
Go ahead. Hit something. Hit something that would
just
make
don't
you
hit the wrong one.
Perfect. That's great.
There we go.
That's great.
I mean, it's pressing the mouse on the right button. So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There are like two or three mics in front
like
of you.
Sophia could probably
Carly,
do this.
Carly, Carly,
please stop.
What?
Stop
doing why are you hitting the fart button?
No, that's just me. It's not even a button. That's just me. Excuse me.
Yeah. So, and our special guest today from Care 11 Sunrise, Alicia Lewis.
Thanks for having me.
Gonna dominate.
We're so glad to have you. Yeah, yeah. So
I'm glad Carly's here too. Girl power.
Yeah, yeah. Girl power.
Let's do this.
You could be a good guy if you'd like.
What's that?
Well, that's what's
you don't want to be.
You
gotta
pick sides.
Yeah. We don't win much, but we're good people.
The Vikings were still playing when one of them won.
I think I'm a good guy.
Yeah, you seem like a good guy.
I think I mean, it depends on the day, really.
So you're basically conceding that you're not going to win today.
You want to be on a team with a guy who told you he loved looking at you in glasses.
Well, I didn't.
At least he didn't say, like,
I wasn't being a creep.
Weird shoe fetish guy.
Thank you very much.
No, there's worse things.
No, he's not here today.
He once owned a clutch.
Yeah, he did.
What?
It was a.
Yep.
It was a.
No, nope. It was a clutch.
It was a wallet.
No, it was a clutch.
Oh God, I hate you guys.
He bought a wallet that was a clutch.
Oh, wristlet.
And he thought it was a wallet.
Whoa, I did what now?
It was a wristlet, yeah. And he had like some.
It was power saying, right?
Saying,
yeah.
Where did you get it?
I
Charlotte
Russe.
It was like Dream Big.
Yeah, Forever 21.
I got it at an antique store.
On clearance.
An antique.
Oh, that's all right.
That's all right.
I like it. I can get all my stuff in there.
Okay, should we do this?
Are you going to play the music, Hawk?
Duh!
Yeah,
and the intro? Give the intro, Hawk?
I have the intro.
It's time for the initial.
Esther.
Okay.
Hold,
this
please.
One?
Hold, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is really bad.
That's
there
real.
We go.
Okay.
Computer turned black.
Computer just turned off. We just have to find.
Are you okay?
I didn't think I was.
It's time to play initials.
There you go, you're good.
The Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
That is correct. And Mountain Dew is fueling Team Rubicon. We're calling all of Dew Nation to join us in our mission. Donate now at DewNationRewards.com/Team Rubicon. Fuel the mission, do the Dew.
Okay, you guys, it's time to play initials. If this doesn't sound like Corey, it's not. It's Carly Zucker. He's
thank
dead.
God. Yes.
You guys play initials every Friday, and somehow people continue to listen. I have 12 items. They are can be people, places, things, items. They have one thing in common, is that they have the same initials.
Hmm.
No one in the world knows these initials, except for me and everybody that follows me on Twitter, because I tweeted them last week. Just kidding.
If you weren't pregnant, I could have got two beers in you, and you would have told me.
Yep, I would have absolutely told you. Yep. Each item has six clues.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you have a guess, yell out your name is your buzzer. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you're out for the remainder of just that item.
I got to be honest with you. I see the problem. I never understood the game till now.
You never listened to the instructions.
I never listened to the instructions.
No.
Now I know.
We play best out of 12.
Thank you.
Got it? The all-time record is 9, held by one of you jerks. I don't know which one.
AJ. Both of us.
Yeah. No, I think it's you. Yeah, both of you.
Two of those jerks.
We do have tiebreakers if needed. So we're going to get going. There's a total games of 245, I heard.
Yeah.
AJ leads, I think, with 83. I don't have the real number
sure.
in front of me. So
something
like that.
Yep.
83-ish.
Thank
no
you,
big
Carly.
Deal.
And if I get 84 today, you can head over to the Rival House in downtown St. Paul. They're going to give you a free beer and a $3 initials appetizer just for telling your server that AJ won the initials game.
Sweet. And I know Meat Sauce is next with some sort of wins.
I think I have 80.
Cool.
And if I win, you can go to one of the 4 Irish-born hospitality restaurants, Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and, of course, McKinney Row Irish Pub, which Wales.
Wales.
You will receive a beverage of choice at one of those 4 restaurants. All you have to say is Meat Sauce won initials to your server today through Sunday.
If you win.
If you win.
Chris Hockey, you're up.
Yeah, listen, thank you, Radko, for believing in me even when I failed you so many times. If I win today, you can go online to radko.com all weekend long and earn 10% off your online order only using the promo code initials. If I win today, today feels like a good day.
Feels like a good day to meet you. Mark Parrish, are you sponsored by anybody? Vodka.
No, you know what? Chris Hockey will give away free Twin Cities Summer Jam tickets, and I just totally put him on the spot.
I doubt that.
Sweet Jesus.
Nobody's holding their breath.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Okay, great.
You can meet everyone who's ever played an instrument if Mark Parrish wins.
And Alicia Lewis, the special guest from Care 11.
If I win, I have a mint in my purse and a coupon to Subway.
Yeah.
Sunglass Hut or like eyeglass wear or something.
Yeah. Am I?
Barbie Parker. Okay.
Yeah.
Careful, Chris Hockey.
Barbie Parker?
Barbie Parker. Barbie Parker. You ever heard of Barbie Parker?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So are we ready? Should I give the initials?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, we're going to get going. The initials today are M-A.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay, all right.
Do you guys get time or do I just go?
You just go.
Okay.
Just get it done. You're good.
Clue number one.
Credited with the nickname Red Light.
Clue number two.
Made over 120 guest appearances on David Letterman's late night talk show for NBC and CBS.
Clue number three.
Appeared briefly in the 2015 comedy film Trainwreck. Okay.
Clue number four.
Involved in a sex scandal in 1997.
Hawk. Marv Albert.
That's right.
Yes.
Wow. Good guys.
Yeah.
Good
job. Great job.
Have that one on the radar.
Good job. Good job.
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
You don't know Chris? He's the sports guy?
Yeah. Oh, I have sports questions.
But his thing was wearing women's underwear.
And he slams the dunk.
That is the worst.
The voice of basketball did a lot for the NHL, too. Okay, Chris Hockey has won. Woo! He is in the league. Yeah. The initials, M-A. We're going to
going
continue.
Great.
Yep.
Clue number one.
Released December 13th, 1996.
Clue number two.
Locations include California, Nevada, Kansas, Arizona.
Paul?
Okay.
Mars Attacks?
That's right.
Whoa!
Wow.
Holy moly.
What?
I barely graduated high school.
I was being tricky with that one.
Wow,
you were.
Wow.
I'm just good at it.
Yeah, you're just really good. Okay, I feel like you're good at it.
It's the only one I'll get.
Okay, wow. Chris Hockey with
my
one.
Gosh.
Meat
just,
Sauce with one.
Wait.
The rest of you are losers so far.
Zero.
We're going to continue.
Zero.
It's M.A.
Wow. Clue number one.
Arrested in Harlingen, Texas for failing to return a car that he had rented in Missouri.
Clue number two.
Featured on the covers of Time and Newsweek.
Clue number three.
Aliases include Do, Bo, Tiddly, Ninjin, and Guinea.
Mark.
Clue number
Mark.
Four.
Oh, sorry.
Muhammad Ali.
Mark Parrish, you are out for the remainder of number three. Let me start
Clue
again.
Clue number four.
Died March 26, 1997.
Clue number five.
Claimed that extraterrestrials had visited humanity in the past and placed humans on Earth and would return to collect a select few.
Paul.
Paul?
Major Applewhite?
Huh?
That's wrong.
Major Applewhite?
Damn it, I know what it is now. Mother.
I know what you're going
to. It's happening.
Major Applewhite?
Founder. Oh, sorry. We're good. Oops. Sorry.
Number six.
Founder of Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Countdown.
Alicia.
Oh, Alicia.
This is really bad. Michelangelo?
What's so funny? I don't know. Five, four, three, two, one.
Oh,
okay,
gosh.
Do I just give the answer?
Yeah,
okay.
What's his name?
Buzz.
I don't know.
What?
Marshall Applewhite. Nobody
Major
has that.
Applewhite
so, person, Sauce still has one.
That was a quarterback.
Chris Hockey
right?
has one.
Major Applewhite.
That might be the worst.
Michelangelo is the worst.
That's
the worst guess of all time.
So bad.
If I were you,
Heaven's Gate was a cult.
Okay.
I don't know. I just literally threw it something
okay,
out.
We are going
I love
to,
it.
We are going to continue.
Didn't you say he died in 1996
yeah,
or something?
This is
Michelangelo. Michelangelo died.
This
in
is
the
number
90s.
Four. Hey. Let's get this circus back together. Okay.
I love it when you're dominant.
Number one,
like
I crossed that one off.
Could
my
you
list.
Put her glasses on for me,
number
please?
Number four.
Full hockey.
Number
of
four
MA?
Of MA.
Clue number one.
Started his career in the music industry.
Clue number two.
Attended the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism.
Clue number three.
In 2005, he was briefly suspended for fabricating a story.
Clue number four.
Wrote the song Hit Somebody, the hockey song featuring David Letterman on backup vocals. I would like you guys to know that I ran these by Corey, so he thought you guys would be fine.
Clue number cool. five.
Good.
Was named best sports columnist AJ. In the nation. Okay, AJ.
Mitch Albom.
Ah, damn.
That's right.
Yeah, nice.
Very good.
Oh, I should have gotten that.
AJ with one, Sauce with one, Hockey with one. You guys all missed number three because you're idiots. And then, yeah, and it's M-A. Okay. Number
five.
Thank you.
Clue number one.
The term is derived from Latin and is named for the Roman god of war.
Clue number two.
Received its current title in the 1550s.
Clue number three.
Some organizations claim there are over 50 million participants worldwide.
Clue number four.
This was the focus of a popular film released in 1984.
Clue number five.
Training aims to result in several AJ. Benefits. Okay, AJ.
Martial arts.
That's right.
Oh. Nice. Oh. Man, I thought it didn't make sense for one of them.
Wow.
Nice job.
Okay, that was number five. AJ has two. Sauce with beat. One.
Come on, good guy.
One.
Good guys.
We're trying.
Good guys, you guys keep trying.
I'm sorry.
You guys keep trying. Okay, no, Alicia, sorry. You had
it. You're doing
Michael
great.
Angelo's going to be one of them.
You know, always buzz in, though.
I love
always
Michael.
Michael.
Little Michael.
Yeah. Okay. You are going to be known as Michelangelo the rest of your career. You just know that, okay?
Okay, number five.
Clue number one.
Born January 17th, 1942, in Louisville, Kentucky.
Paul, okay. Dang it. Damn Muhammad it. Ali.
Yeah. Yep, damn it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you guys were waiting on that one, I knew it.
The
okay.
Only good thing about being.
So that we have a tie hey. Between Sass and AJ Mansoor, two apiece. Chris Hockey with one.
He's all over
this
the airport.
This is number seven.
Clue number one.
Founded on August 30th, 1835.
Clue number two.
Known briefly as Batmania.
Huck.
Go ahead.
Mobile, Alabama.
Oh. Huck, you are out for the remainder of number six.
Is that not a city?
It is. It's not like this, right?
Clue number three.
Has a population
Ball.
Of... Okay.
Mobile, Alabama.
I think she would have given him yeah. a
pronoun. Well, it's not right.
I know it's not right. But
you do have to get the right pronunciation. Yeah. However, neither of you are correct.
Sauce,
you are out for the remainder of
You're very good at
number
this,
six,
by the way.
I believe. Thank you. We are going to finish that clue. I think it has a population of nearly 5 million people. I think I did finish it.
Clue number four.
Ranked the fifth safest city in the world.
Alicia?
Oh.
Montgomery, Alabama?
Mark.
I don't know.
Mark.
Go ahead.
Melbourne, Australia.
Wrong button.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought it was going to just have a hand.
5 million. Never mind. I didn't even hear the last question.
Good guys.
AJ's been there.
First of all, you guys and your 5 million. Yeah, that
yeah,
was killing
that was
me.
Bad.
But sorry for the okay. Sorry for the false alarm. Okay, oh. That was great.
Carly, you had that one too.
Carly,
yeah.
Thank you for not being mean.
Oh yeah.
It's hard when you have something in your mind and then you just aren't yeah. really listening
like
to the
questions.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's the thing. You got to keep your mind clear. That's the trick.
Okay.
That's why I have such a hard time with this game.
We have Sauce with two, AJ with two, Chris Hockey with one,
come on,
Mark
guy.
Parrish with one, Alicia, no worries.
This is bad.
It's okay.
Oh, you're still in it.
You're still in it.
You're guessing.
Fire away.
We are on eight. This
I don't think I want to guess anymore.
Eight. I think I was reading them wrong. Whatever.
Clue number one.
Early occupations included fry cook, sex worker, and nightclub dancer. M-A are the initials.
Clue number two.
After a childhood trauma, became mute for almost 5 years.
Clue number three.
Born Marguerite Annie Johnson.
Clue number four.
Attended the California Labor School.
Mark, I have no idea if this
okay,
is right.
Go ahead.
Maya Angelou.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow.
In the
my
dark.
Gosh.
I love how none of us knew if it was right either.
Everybody's just silent. Okay, we have a three-way tie.
Wow.
Sauce, AJ, and Parrish. Chris with one. Alicia, no
I'm gonna
worries.
I'm going to be the tiebreaker.
M-A, nope. We are on number nine.
Clue number one.
Referenced in a 1964 song by the Rolling Stones.
Clue number two.
Formerly known as North Central Business District Association.
Clue number three.
In 2011, ranked third most expensive for rental space in the country.
Paul.
Go ahead.
Mobile, Alabama.
I thought maybe he was referencing a Stone Sun.
No.
I'm not good at this. No. Thank you for not being mean.
Yep, no problem.
Clue number four.
Includes 3,100,000 square feet of retail space and attracts more than 20...
Ah, damn it!
Dang it.
Mall of America?
That's three words.
Yeah. No, dummy.
Never mind.
Okay, AJ and Sauce are out for the remainder of number nine.
Is the Mall of America in Mobile, Alabama?
Oh, you guys. Okay.
Clue will be excited number five. If we win? No.
Does not appear on the board game Monopoly, contrary to some beliefs. Does not appear on the game Monopoly.
Clue number six.
Home of the Chicago Water Tower, Millennium Park, and Magnificent Mile.
Oh, come on, Perry.
Come on, guys.
Oh, shoot.
Five. Four.
Oh, my Lord.
Three.
Oh, God.
Two. Come on. One. Okay.
Michigan.
Oh.
Perry. I would assume someone you are married to has spent a lot of money on that avenue. Yep.
It doesn't mean I was with her.
Chris and Parrish are married.
We still have a three-way tie between Sauce, AJ, and Mark Parrish. Chris Hockey with one. Alicia's being gorgeous and smart. And
oh, God. Awesome. No.
Okay, we are on number 10.
I'm not being gorgeous.
Clue
and smart.
Number one.
Nope. No, you shaved your beard.
Born.
So did you.
Hey. Focus. We don't have all day. Somebody else's show starts at 9.
No one cares about that.
Born November 12th, 1993.
Clue number two.
Has an identical twin brother.
Clue number three.
Not afraid to pair the colors orange and purple in his wardrobe.
Clue number four.
The son of parents who immigrated from Haiti.
Clue number five.
Selected in the second round, 54th overall of the 2016 NFL Draft. Okay.
What the heck?
You guys work for a sports
Clue number six.
Barely.
Was ranked the third best cornerback prospect in the
AJ.
Draft. Okay, AJ.
Mackenzie Alexander.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice job.
Very good.
I couldn't think of it.
AJ, well, I have good clues.
He plays
AJ takes the lead with three.
Nice
Sasta
job,
with
Age.
Two. Hawk with
Son
two.
Of a B-word.
Wait, do you have two, Hawk?
I have one.
Okay, Hawk has one.
We have two left, right?
Yep, we have 11 and 12. So if AJ gets any of the following, he is our winner.
Come on, Sauce, come on. Perish.
No, it's okay. I appreciate that, Sauce. I really do. I really do appreciate the help.
Major apple.
Okay, M-A.
Still have a chance.
M-A.
Come on, Alicia.
This is 11.
I still have a chance.
You do.
Clue number one.
98 years old.
Clue number two.
Temporarily shut down due to financial problems.
Mark. Okay. Alicia. Miss America.
Dang it.
That's right.
Someone is Perry now.
That is the only thing written on my sheet of paper besides Michelangelo, which is one word.
I feel a little bit guilty.
You're a little
but
casual,
not as much as
though.
I should.
Like, you got to jump. Okay,
no, after my.
That's three.
Horrible
so we have a tie. Yeah. We have a tie between AJ and Mark Parrish.
Come on, good guy.
Hawk with one.
I just got angry there.
Sauce with two.
It happens, doesn't it?
If Sauce gets this, we have a three way tie. If either Mark or AJ gets this, we do have a winner. Number 12 of MA.
Clue number one.
Father of Drake.
Clue number two.
Inducted into both the college and pro football.
Mark.
Oh my gosh.
Mark.
Which one was first?
Well, he was.
Mark
he
was.
Marcus Allen.
That's right.
Yeah!
Celebrating like he won.
No one likes you to win. No one.
Yeah! Good
guy! We won
this year!
I still wasn't sure if I was right.
And Mark Parrish with the win.
Carly, you can
free
come back and host any weekend.
That was
oh my
fun.
God, that's right. I'm in deep trouble.
That was really fun.
Seriously, the one thing, look.
Miss America.
And then my really stupid guesses
earlier.
Michelangelo. Don't worry about it.
And
I even wrote it as one word.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I know. It was nervous.
Let's hear it for Carly Zucker.
Thank you.
Nice job, Carly.
Thank you.
Who needs Corey?
Nice job.
I mean,
Thanks, guys.
Which is cool, because Corey might die in a plane crash today. I mean, you never
I
know,
wish
right?
That
I know you did.
Yeah.
I saw that. I know,
and you know
I
what?
Saw.
I will be back next Friday, then, to host initials
that's
if you need me.
You know what? By then, we'll be over it. So thank you. That's awesome. Cool.
Thank you, Carly.
Carly, you did great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was a lot of fun.
Perry?
You guys were wonderful.
Wow.
Perry? Pretty well behaved.
Streets over, Paul.
I'm more surprised than anyone else here.
We're so proud of you.
Good guys are on the board.
Yeah.
I screwed up on three.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Parrish!
Ow. You gotta go for it. Cat, what did you say about Marshall Applewhite?
Well, it's Major Applewhite played quarterback for Texas, and I don't know why I said that.
Well,
and then Michigan Avenue.
Better
luck. He said he guessed Mall of America.
Yeah, that was better than Michelangelo.
Just one word.
The initials were not MOA. Barely.
Yeah, Michelangelo was the worst.
Good point.
There's no doubt.
I don't know what came over me. I just like yelled out, so I was so scared.
You're so happy.
I was nervous.
It's hard, isn't it?
It really is.
It really is. I know.
Don't rip me apart on Twitter if I did something
did
wrong.
Great.
Just deal with it, people. Corey will be back.
Thank you very much. You did great. And Alicia, can you stick around for one more second?
Sure, yeah.
Sure. Go, go, good, 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 good. Woo. Perry with a big win. Congratulations, Mark Parrish.
Good, thank you.
It did. It looked good. It's Power Trip Morning Show. We'll be right back. Yeah, I know. It is not Nickelback. The winner and champion today of the initials game, Mark Parrish, asked for Judah and the Lion.
That's right.
Wow.
Going to Mars.
My kiddos love this song.
They should be on their way to school. And they're proud of Dad dominating the initials game. I do not know this song.
I feel like that might have been the longest initials game of all time.
No,
it literally actually was about 3 minutes shorter than it normally is.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah,
plus,
sure.
Corey takes at least a minute between each thing to make fun of me.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't do that.
He's mean, dude. I'm telling you.
Dude, I know, dude.
No, you guys will say something like Mall of America. Bad guess.
Or Michelangelo.
AJ says that he would have gone. Or Michelangelo.
He would have just gone,
okay, let's move on. I say any of those, he slaughters me. So the game ain't fun without me.
I love how Alicia's already getting a taste of Power Trip Nation. People tweeting in memes of her and Michelangelo.
The Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, we needed to just pause GIF more the Ninja in between Turtles. The name, like Michael.
Angela.
Here's the weird thing, though.
I literally threw out something that was on my head.
She showed us her notes. She wrote it down as one word.
She just showed my notes. It's making me sound more dumb.
You know what? You did great.
Oh, my gosh.
You did really
great.
You really did.
Can I get an invite back down the road? I'll study up harder.
Oh, no, don't worry.
There's nothing you can do to set. The more you play, though, the better you'll be. For sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
You're definitely going to be invited back.
It is nerve-wracking, though.
It is.
My heart was pounding.
Yeah, it is.
You were great.
You did great.
Thanks,
and
part
Carly,
of it is
because
you were sitting
out.
Next to me. And I
it was. I was between, yeah. It was. I got angry, too. Threw my paper down.
I punched a wall. I'm
you
36.
Did. You did.
I live with an 11
Is that why it's
dog.
Padded in here?
Yeah.
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 Oh, okay. Yeah. We're basically, we all deserve to be in padded rooms at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I thought, and again, Carly, well done. Thank you. It really was
a lot of fun. But it's time consuming if you don't have a rhythm to get the clues right away. Because you want to try to make it hard enough, but you also need to get
I think you did that, though. You had a couple that went to six.
Yeah.
We missed two of them. Yeah. Michigan Avenue was great. Those were good clues.
Thank you.
You guys are great at remembering the clues. I struggled. Yeah. I was like, wait, what was that?
I don't know.
I'm going to write them down.
Not an easy game.
It's really not.
These guys are smart.
No. Yeah.
All right, well, so this coming weekend, as we were talking about, not much going on in the movies and such, but John Mulaney hosts Saturday Night Live, and he's one of my favorite comedians of all time.
He's super funny.
He's super great. I love that guy. Do you guys know who that is?
He's the guy that had the TV show on Fox that they claimed was going to be the next Seinfeld, and that's a huge bar to fill, and it didn't really work. But he's brilliant in Big Mouth.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's very funny, so that'll be good. And the musical guest, country guy Thomas Rhett, which will be cool. I love Thomas Rhett.
Tommy. I forgot Tio was sitting here. I look over and he's just shaking. Yeah. I forgot he was here.
Tommy's the best in the world.
Tommy needs a mic, though, at all times.
At all times,
It's such a waste to have him sitting over there with no mic.
I wonder if he's going to make this part of Tommy's takes next week. Like, I was in the studio. Remember when I was in the studio and you said Thomas Rhett ruled?
Watch Alicia, this. Do you work the weekends?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I fill in sometimes with Belle on the Saturday show. But
okay.
Thank goodness. Belle is the best.
She's the best.
Who's your least favorite person to work with?
Dave Schwartz.
No, he's great too. I love Schwartz. That's a hard choice.
Yeah, he's the only
one. Because there's so many. There's so many to choose from.
No, they're all great. That's like the PC answer. Yeah. Sven and I, when we first started, he didn't like me, actually.
What?
Yeah, he was kind of a diva, but now we're like best buds.
Why did he ever tell you why he didn't
like me? No, he just was like, oh, there's this young 25-year-old, doesn't know what she's doing. Yeah. Which is pretty accurate, actually.
Get jealous.
No, now we're good, though.
Good.
He's a good man.
I think he's like the only one over there that I've never met.
He's actually hilarious. I like side ache, belly laugh with him.
Really?
You know, the good stuff.
You want to see something fun, Alicia?
I do.
Hey, Tommy, can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Watch this, Alicia. Yeah.
What's happening? God's plan. Drake.
He loves the song.
Oh, you like Drake, too?
Oh, gosh.
Do you?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I did.
This is probably the only song I know of.
I knew
Drake's.
You were coming in, and the father of Drake Clue was for you.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
I saw that his son's name was Drake, so I was like, I gotta do this.
It's so great. No, I love him, though.
Is this your life anthem?
This song? Yeah, I absolutely love this. It's my new karaoke song. And yeah, I listen to it every time before I come out. Gets my mind right.
Nice. Yeah. Go to a karaoke song. That's tough.
He did admit something today that sheds a little light. When he rolls in, like today, we thought maybe traffic was bad. Maybe he got a little late start. He's sitting down in the parking garage listening to his Amping Up playlist, getting ready to come
in. He's got a hype song.
There you go. It's a hype song.
Mm-hmm. Alicia, a hype song.
This is a terrible question. You can not answer if you want, but I know you shouldn't answer. How old are you?
I'm 29.
You're 29.
No way.
Why? Do I look older?
No. I thought you were exactly Tommy's age.
I was like,
age.
How does somebody who's like 20 do the news?
Well, thanks, guys. Wow. Thanks for making me feel better after, you know.
Show us an ID. We don't believe you.
29. Yeah. I'll be 30 in September, the big 3-0.
We thought...
I'll go to Vegas, maybe.
To be honest with you.
Power trip, Vegas show.
To be honest with you, we didn't think there was any way a 29-year-old would think Michelangelo was two words.
Michelangelo, is it not the Sistine Chapel guy? Even that nothing to do.
I think it's the 16th
he did David.
Chapel.
Yeah. He did.
Oh, 16. Oh my God.
16. Oh, Michael.
Sistine.
Right.
I don't know.
I'll take your word for it.
You did great, but I'm telling you, as soon as you walk in that newsroom,
nobody's going to believe anything.
I can't even show my face.
I know.
I'm scared to leave here.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Oh, yeah, Rosie might be there.
All the viewers are going to be like, whoa.
People are going to, I just lost my journalism degree. I lost my fiance. Yeah. Lost it all.
That's a country song.
The actual St. Cloud State Huskies out here waiting on your degree as soon as you walk out the door.
Well, those are like, well, you know.
Oh, God.
I don't want to go there. You know.
Yeah.
Just kidding, St. Cloud. No. You rock.
You rock, too. Thank you, Alicia Lewis.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Hey. Everybody should watch Care 11 Sunrise. Thank you.
Yeah, we're on from 4:30 to 7.
You're like a bright light in the morning.
You really
you're
are.
Like just a joy in the morning.
Thank you. You really are.
Thank you. Yeah. That's nice.
Cheapers, Corey. Get a life.
Is he tweeting?
He's on vacation and he won't see. He's sitting in the hotel
because he's
making fun of
us. Because his family's out having fun.
Yeah, because his family doesn't want to be seen with Dracula.
I'm out, but I'm not going to be here next Tuesday, guys.
No,
I'm going to the big leagues, like Mark Parrish.
Oh, good for you.
Where?
Nice. NHL hired me to come out to New York.
Are you serious?
Going day drinking at Manny's.
Nice. Thank you. So I will be flying out to New York Monday, Tuesday to shoot with the NHL Network.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Part of the show. The big show.
That's great. Yeah. Perry, we love you. Carly, we love you.
Love
Alicia,
you
we love you.
Alicia,
AJ, I love you.
You, you really
Sauce,
do.
I love
guys.
You. Tommy, I love you. I love
see you
all. God bless you all. Have a great week. Goodbye.
KFAN Total Traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. On 35W northbound at Diamond Lake, we've got a crash that was in the center lane. It's been moved off to the right lane. They cleared a stall from the northbound exit to eastbound Highway 36. On southbound 35W, there's a stall at 35th in the right lane. On 394 westbound at Penn, there's debris in the 2 right. Eastbound Highway 5 at Highway 55 got a stall that's causing delays. That's Traffic on the Fan, sponsored by Staples. Staples has the supplies you need to run your business like a boss. Now save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750 printer with up to 2 years' worth of ink included. Plus, trade in your old printer in-store and save an additional $30. Ends 3/2/19. See store for details. Staples.